Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beat, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. It is Sunday night, January the 12th, 2014, and of course you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to go ahead and start out by giving you the call-in number so that you can call in and you can listen. So you can either listen if you want to listen and come on over and join us in chat. You are certainly welcome to do that as well. So the call-in number, 646-652-2711, that's the number to call. And if you want to come on over and join us in the chat room, you are certainly welcome to do that. The Remix family is in there, and I'm in there as well. Certainly going to make you feel right at home. So all you have to do is come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked in. That's going to get you right on over to The Remix, and The Remix family is there. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to you as a guest joining us in the forum tonight. All you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. Come on in, and you'll be able to tell us who you are. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. It is so good to be here and to be back with you guys here, joining us live in the forum tonight to see everyone. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines and coming in the chat room as well, too. So it's good to have everybody in the house. We're going to be getting into our share tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about a very interesting subject tonight. We're actually going to be talking about the life of Astro Pi. And, of course, Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight. We're also going to try to get to some readings. We didn't get a chance last show to really get into some readings, but we're going to try to get to some readings tonight, really, really see how that goes as well. So we have a lot of things for you guys here tonight. Let's cover a couple of other things. So I want to tell you guys this, okay? First of all, you know that tonight is Sunday. So for those of you who have placed your orders for the Chem Deck, you know the orders go out tonight. And if you don't have a Chem Deck, well, I don't know what planet you've been living on, but you definitely need to search the cosmos, but you can definitely go pick that up. Everything is down in the show notes on right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, and you can see how you can find out about the Know Your Magic Oracle deck that was created by me based on channels that I received and an amazing artist that channeled as well and the brother who helped us put it together. So it's a deck that really just helps you. You want to tap into your intuitive powers. You really want to tap into your psychic powers. And this is all of those things that you can begin to tap in. These are the things you can begin to tap in, and this is how you can get yourself really in the place of knowing your magic. And that's what the deck was created for. So there is a learning curve, and that's the beautiful thing. So it doesn't matter if you just came to the planet or if you've been on the planet for a couple of years in this incarnation or not. It is something that you can start working with day one. As soon as you put your hands on it, instantly tune it to yourself, you'll be able to really, really tap into that higher part of yourself, into that divine consciousness, and really receive that guidance that's going to just be there for you for your highest good and everything that is connected with you. So you can also go over to the website and you can see what others have said about the Kim deck, because it's been around the world and back again. I don't know how many times, but a whole lot of times. So www.msblueblast.com, and that is where you can go. And then also the other thing that I want you to do is for those of you who are looking for another way to kind of amp up your magic, you can definitely get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And that is definitely what you can do as well. It's all kinds of cool things, how to release a cosmic orgasm out into the universe, you know, how to really come up with reading your own energy, learning how to do that, and really tapping into all things that is magic. It is put together so nice. It's 4 hours. You can do it in the comfort of your home, and you can do it anywhere in the world, and you can take it with you, and you can share all goodies with everyone in your life. So it's an amazing tool, and you can check that out as well, and go on over to www.msblueblast.com, and you can find out about the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's been amazing. All right, so we're going to get ready in a minute. We're going to kind of get up and move ourselves around before we get ready to bring Brother Bilal on. Brother Bilal, of course, you know, is Bilal for Bilal the Experience. Amazing brother that deals in all the things of astrology, astronomy, numerology, and all kinds of good stuff. We work together in the Self-Invested class. And by the way, I haven't done this in 2014, so I want to do it now. That's for everyone, all of the new people for Self-Invested. Welcome to you guys. And, oh, we got to talk about Self-Invested in just a moment. But Brother Bilal is going to be coming on, and you can find out more about everything that he has going on, his book, as well as his deck that's going to be coming out. We're going to be talking about that as well. This is sort of a continuation to signs and predictions that we did on Sunday night. So we're going to be kind of going into that and moving ourselves forward. So, just so cool. So cool. So glad to have you guys all in the house here tonight, and to see everybody out there. I know a couple of people told me that they had problems getting in the chat room. I know I certainly did last week. So hopefully that is fixed for everybody, and we can get ourselves over. Welcome to the remix, everyone. And welcome to the remix, everyone. It is so good to be here and to have you guys here. I want to give a very big shout out to Self-Invested. We had a Self-Invested class last night, and it was amazing. It was so much fun. We got together. These are some of the most amazing brothers and sisters on the planet. And they came in, and we talked about how the steps that we needed to do to make 2014 an epic year for us. Got a lot of feedback from the class last night, and we have so many more things to go. So I want to just send a big ups to everyone out there in Self-Invested. Yes, 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 yes. Just big ups to everyone out there in Self-Invested. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I also want to say to you guys is that we're going to continue to just get ready to get into the share tonight. We're going to dance. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, move ourselves on, and get ready to welcome Brother Bilal as he get ready to join us here in the forum. Big shout out to Self-Invested, to everybody who is Self-Invested. And also, I want to also give a big shout out to all the sisters in the Priestess Head. Priestesshood. All right. So, big ups to everybody out there. Peace and love to you guys. We're going to dance. Let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. It's good to be here. Good to be here with everybody and just connecting with everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. By the way, everyone, you notice it's a lot warmer out in the world, huh? A lot warmer.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yeah. Hold on, you guys. Wow. Yes. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And we're going to get ready. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get up. We're going to dance a little bit tonight, kind of get ourselves in the mood to get ready. And just kind of get things going. Get ready. Get things going. My energy is like woo-woo going through the roof here. So I'm going to calm it down just a little bit so we can get ready to get into the share. And we're going to be playing one of my favorite songs. So, and I want you guys to get up and dance with me. All right. Here we go.
Ain't no smiling faces.
All right. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad that you guys are here. Welcome to the mix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight, we're going to be continuing our show that we did on Sunday night, where we were talking about signs and predictions. And then we're going to be moving right into the life of Astro Pi. I want to kind of bring everybody's attention here. First, I'm going to give out the call-in number again, 646-652-7711 is the number to call. And just kind of catch you up to speed from the last show. If you didn't get a chance to hear the last show, I definitely want to invite you to go back and download. And you can download that down here. And you can download that here, right here on the remix. You can go over to iTunes. Make sure you subscribe over at iTunes, and you can subscribe to iTunes over there. Leave us a comment. We get a chance to read that over there. I go over there all the time and read those messages over there. I see you guys piling yourself up on the phone lines and as well as coming in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, it takes only a short moment. Click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in. The other thing I want to do is give big international shouts out to all of our international family that's listening from all over the world. It does my heart well. I talk to you guys all the time in sessions, in the readings, and so it is so good to have you guys here. Never, ever do we ever forget our international family. So good morning, good night, good afternoon, good day, wherever, whatever part of the world you may be in and continent you may be on, we want to welcome you here to the remix. First, I want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners in Canada. Canada is in the house tonight. The UK is listening in live tonight. We have Egypt listening live tonight. We also have other parts of South Africa listening into the forum live tonight. We want to welcome you here. We also have Japan is in the house tonight. So big ups to all of our brothers and sisters and all of our family in Japan listening tonight that is joining us here. We have Germany, Italy, France listening. We have all of Europe listening. Wow, good audience in Europe that's up and listening to us here. So it is so good to welcome you guys listening. Jamaica is in the house. We want to say welcome to everyone from Jamaica. Barbados is in the house tonight. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. We also have listeners that is listening from Mozambique, which is also in Africa. So big ups to you for joining us here in the room tonight. We got a couple of countries, can't say their name, but we have Switzerland listening here tonight. Amsterdam is in the house tonight, as well as other countries all over the world. So know that. I will say Belgium, because I just recently spoke to an amazing sister over there doing some great work in Belgium. So Belgium is in the house listening tonight, and just all of our international family. So much love to you guys, and it is so good to have you guys here. And to have you guys here listening tonight, I want to talk about the energy that is on the planet here for 2014 and what that energy is about. It is energy about self-realization. That's the big energy that is coming on the planet that's in line, the universal energy. It's about self-realization. It's about revelation. It is about going inward. If we were to take a look at it, this has a lot to do with the energy of the crown chakra. And this is why you will see purple everywhere, violet, these colors, and the color blue. You're going to see this color going everywhere. You're going to be bombarded with it, especially when the designers start to bring out their like spring and fall line. You're going to see this color everywhere because everyone is going to be pushing this color out. I'll tell you what will be really, really good for you. Is to definitely you want to make sure when it comes to your crystal collection, you want to make sure that you get you a really, really good amethyst. If you do not have an amethyst crystal, you want to get an amethyst crystal because this is going to be some very, very powerful energy that is going to be coming out of this amethyst crystal. I did a show a while back where I talked about how this energy crystal, this particular crystal, the amethyst crystal, and all of the crystals have changed. the crystals have changed because a lot of the energies have shifted. We know that inside of these crystals, there is a lot of soul group energy that you're able to be able to tap into. So it's very important, and we'll be doing some shows this year, and we'll be talking about things, and we'll be talking about crystals and all of those things. But you want to clear, if you have an amethyst crystal or any of your crystals, you want to clear them and you want to recharge them again, because it's some powerful energy on the planet right now that you can begin to just really, really tap into this energy in so many different ways. So, that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. And what I love so much about the Remix and just the Remix family is that there are so many things that are taking place on the planet, especially with things that are going on. And we have begun to merge ourselves. You may notice that your dreams have become more intense, more fluid. You've become more active in your dreams. All kinds of things that are happening for you. You may notice that these things are happening even more and more. And these are things that are here to guide you. We really are in a time where universally the energy that is here is the energy to really help you expand and raise your consciousness. And so this is something. We have a lot of shifts that are going on with our DNA, our physical DNA in our body. I talked about this about 2 years ago. And now everybody's sort of on the board with that. But almost about 2 years, if not 3 years ago, I talked about that. But a lot of us are experiencing physical ailments inside of our bodies, rashes on us, our children in particular, allergies where we would not have allergy at this time of the year. And I'm really talking about those of you who have put work into expanding your consciousness, because that's mainly who I'm talking to. What is going on at this particular time, your DNA is changing, and you can literally feel this inside of your bone. Some of us, our structural features will change, will begin to evolve themselves differently because of this DNA shift that we're having at a subatomical level that is going inside of everything that we're about. And so, you know, the craziest thing, I got an email just the other day from a brother, and he said he swears that he grew about six or seven inches over the last couple of months. Some of you may be experiencing things like pains in your back. You may notice that your feet are growing. You may notice that, you know, your hair, different features, all kinds of things are growing inside of you. But then there's always a choice, and then there's always a polarity that is there as well too. And so some of us, even though we are here on the planet, we will not be able to experience a lot of these wonderful, amazing things. Remember, we all are operating in free will. And so some people will be able to stay in what we're calling the old earth. And a lot of us have moved ourselves and crossed over. Brother Bilal and myself have done this already. We did this show, so you guys want to go back in the downloads if you didn't hear it. And we talked about moving into the sixth dimension. Well, I have a lot of faith in humans, but not that much. Everyone has not moved over into the sixth dimension. So they're still into those things when it comes to greed, when it comes to things that are very... what am I trying to say? Self-destructive, you know, where it comes to those things of anger and pain and sadness and bitterness and, you know, jealousy and the strife. They are stuck into that mode. In fact, they may even find that this energy is beginning to intensify itself as we move into this threshold into 2016, you know? So the main thing for those of us who have made a choice to expand our consciousness, and I know that if you're out there listening, this is your hope for yourself, and it is a sort of what you're working towards, then a lot of this you're not even going to be able to connect with. It's almost like it's going to stand out to you like a sore thumb. That's what it is. It's going to stand out to you. You're going to be like, what the hell? Like, I don't want nothing to do with that energy. Like, you're gonna be able to notice it. And in most cases, it's not even going to come into your cipher. It's not even going to come around you. But know that there's one thing that I want you to understand. All chaos is ordered. Recognize that. Know that it's ordered. So you have to kind of see a little bit of it so that you can recognize your growth and where you're at. You understand? So know that you're operating in free will. Know that we're moving ourselves forward. And it's going to be a lot of things this year that really is going to be able to connect you so that you can understand. This is also the year that is big, 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 big about soul group connections. So we'll be talking more about that as well, too, about soul group connections on absolutely every single level. I'm going to say this one thing, and then I'm getting ready to bring Brother Bilal on because he is nice and fired up, and we got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here. But here's the other thing I want you guys to know. There's almost 3 million listeners who listen to the remix across the... Oh, I'm so excited. There's almost 3 million listeners who listen to the remix across the... cosmos, the planet, and beyond. And here's the thing. I'm going to kind of give you guys a glimpse into this. This year, from listening to the remix, for the people who come on the remix, there is going to be, I don't even know if I want to even give this out. It's so exciting. Talk about, and I want to talk about this because we're going to, me, myself, and Brother Bilal, we're going to go through many different subjects here tonight, signs and predictions. We're going to talk about it. But there are a number of remix listeners. There is going to be about 5 remix listeners who listen that this year, based upon something that they hear on the remix, listening to the remix, connecting with this, it is going to be able to spark them to their wealth pattern that they're going to be able to generate over $1 million this year. And it's going to directly be based on something they heard, something that was done right here on this platform. Did I say millionaire? Let me go back. I meant billionaire. That's about 5. Then there's going to be about 7 based on what they hear here and the work that they're putting in for themselves. It is going to be about 7 who generate wealth to the millionaire status. We're going to have about 1,000 plus that will generate wealth, because we're not talking about money. We're way past that. We're talking about wealth, which is based on everything, your spirituality, how you show up in the world, who you are, the work that you do, your integrity, all of these things together, based upon what your divine purpose is. They're going to generate over $600,000 this year. So these are some of the predictions. These are some of the predictions. Now, you may say, Miss Blue, how do I know that to be true? I know this to be true because for the last 4 years, I know the percentage of billionaires that I've done a reading for, millionaires that I've done a reading for, and those who are in those other categories of generating wealth. And these brothers and sisters are not only interested in generating wealth for themselves, but for everyone else. And they're sharing this message. This is how so many people are listening, and you can go anywhere. And so the people that I've done readings with and that I've connected with that have come from all walks of life, celebrities, stars, athletes, you know, all of you guys who are here, people all over the planet. People who live in faraway countries that can barely speak English, but they can understand the message and the energy, not just of myself, but everybody who comes on this platform and everyone they hear. I cannot tell you how many times. I've heard, Brother Bilal has communicated to me, Esther has communicated to me, and you guys have communicated to me that you have bumped into, connected to, or someone told you about something that they move forward based on what they were doing or heard or known about from the remix. The remix is bigger than one individual person. This is bigger than one individual. And it is so much going on. But I want you guys to begin to take that into the essence of who you are, because right now I'm speaking to you. One of you guys will reach to that billionaire status, that millionaire status, that over $600 in wealth. So that means your health, that means your family, that means everything, that means your life purpose, that means all of these things collectively coming together. So every time that we come into this space, and this is something Brother Bobby Hemmett has said, and I always send love out to him and Queen Linda, and to continue to support them. This opens up a portal in the cosmic universe every time, and it's sending messages. It's sending flare. It's sending light. It's generating light. It's sending light that everybody has been able to take from the light of the remix, and people who've been on the remix, and they've been able to reach heights. So it's important that you continue that message and that you spread that word and you say that. New people are hitting platform this year. And so I will be bringing you guys all kinds of people, and we will be talking about all kinds of things, and we will be traveling to all kinds of places. So keep an open mind, as we say, in self-invested and Kim business class. All you have to do is come with a clear mind and a pure heart and open that so that that message, the message that is for you, that is going to help you continue on your path and journey, because that's what it's about. That's going to activate you so that you can continue on your journey doing your work. And doing it and showing up in a way that you have never shown up on the planet before. This is this year. It's a great opportunity to begin to embrace that so much, you guys. So we will keep going because it's so many signs and predictions that are coming. We're not looking for the next big thing, because I know that everything, the innovation, we did lots of shows on that last year. Innovation is here, and it's with you guys. It's with everyone here doing it. We have scientists. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have mothers. We have fathers. We have farmers. We have holistic healers. We have oracle readers. We have musicians. We have everything that is needed for this planet to elevate itself. It is here. It is here. We have producers, directors, film writers, storytellers. It is here. All of it is here. So I cannot wait for you guys to send that feedback and let us know your activation, because I get to hear activation stories all year in sessions about listening. It led me to write this book. It led me to start this program. It led me to open up. It led me to this business. It led me to doing this experiment. It led me to this. It led me to that. It led me to finish college. It led me to land this opportunity. It led me to move to another country. It led me to invent something. There was a sister I did a reading for, and she's on her way to Africa to bring light, solar light, to a whole village in Africa. I talked to a brother who's a lawyer, and he's on his way to China working in holistic medicine. It's all here. The stories go on and on and on and on and on and on. It's here and it's real. I just haven't revealed it before. So here is a prediction. I could give you predictions about Jay-Z and Beyonce. I give you all of those predictions. But what does it mean to you? The predictions, the signs and predictions are the ones that I give to the people who have invested in themselves, which is you. So the signs and predictions that I will be giving will mainly focus on the Remix family as it should. So let's get ready to bring Brother Bilal on as we continue the discussion here, because it's so many things that we're going to be covering for you guys tonight. Life of Astro Pie. Peace and greeting to you, Brother Bilal. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. You hyping me up. I got a little hype there. I'm listening to you. How's the Remix family?
Wow. The Remix family is showing up and showing out. They are here, sending love to you as well. And hyped
the same
up too.
Yes, I'll be hyped in a minute because you know what happened? The other night when we finished the show,
yes.
I don't know what happened. The show was over so fast,
yes.
I was up all night. I didn't go to sleep.
Yes, I was
like,
up.
Literally,
yeah, I
went into the next day. My mind was, it wouldn't stop racing. So I was like, man.
Yes.
But I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Good to be here, and definitely great to be here, you know. Just kind of getting everybody into the rhythm, into the flow of where we are, you know, talking about, you know, really just talking about where we left off for the last show when we started to talk about the signs and predictions and to, you know, talk about this is the year of self-realization and, you know, what is it? You know, these were some of the questions we were asking the readers. What is it that you come to realize talking from that perspective yet? Yeah.
When, excuse me one second. Yeah, but when we, and that's what happened also because just listening to a lot of the callers after we finished, it naturally led me into what have I come to realize, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, and it immediately sparked that, you know, a lot of the self-realization or self-revelations. So
yes.
This year, a lot is going to be revealed to you in your personal life. And it just think about even like Judgment Day. Every day is someone's judgment day. Y'all right? And every day somebody's world is coming to an end. Do you
yes.
know a second ago someone just lost their mother? A
yes.
minute ago someone just had a fatal accident?
Mm-hmm.
2 hours ago somebody just lost their father in the hospital? These things are happening, but you don't think about it until it's happening to you, and then you want the world to stop and babysit you.
Yes.
So, you know, so that's where we are. If we're going to be a family, let's be family for real. Let's look out
that's
for each
it.
Other. You know, I mean, let's do it, you know. I'm
yeah.
here to assist you. I'm here to assist you in becoming the best that you can become. And I'm learning at the same time because I realize I'm not just talking to you. That was a self-realization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a good one. And so much information came in after that show.
Ooh.
I was just like, wow, if I'm able to organize it and put it together, you may want to get an ink pen, you know what I'm saying, and work with me tonight. I went to a party last night. My little brother's getting married. He had an engagement party last night. It went down. And I'm in there looking at it from a whole different perspective because people came out to celebrate their love. And I just thought about, you know, I said, damn, you know, Miss Blue owned that because it's like, you see, it's nothing else real but love. You know what I'm saying? So it was good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah.
What we got?
Oh my goodness. Yes, I definitely want to, you know, as we get ready to start, I definitely want to make sure that you guys know how to get in touch with Brother Bilal. And to get in touch with Brother Bilal, all you have to do is email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And of course, for many of you who've had the soul alignment readings or the soul cycle reading as well, that we'll be talking more about and talking about here tonight, you definitely,
mm-hmm.
definitely want to do that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So we So how did we get the Astro Pie? You know, and I tell you, like I say, just so much information was coming in, and it led me back to what you did. This show was really inspired by something you did. I don't know if it was last year. Was it last year? Cosmic Pie.
Oh, that was almost about 2 years ago. Cosmic Pie.
That was almost 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what came. You know what I'm saying? Because the more self-realization came in, it led me right to everything keep making a circle like pie. I said, damn, it's Blue Dead, the cosmic pie.
Yeah, the cosmic pie. Yeah. Placing intention everywhere. Yes, placing intentions everywhere. Mm-hmm. The Cosmic Pie, that was a really, really very, very inspirational show because it really was about how we looked at things and how we see things and really how it wasn't about just placing your intention in one particular area of your life, but it was around placing it everywhere. You know, really everything that you do, bringing the essence of who you are into that. You know, being able to bring your intention, what is truly coming from your heart. We say intention, but it really is the essence of who you are. When you show up, when you're in front of people, when you're doing things, everything that you do, this is you really sort of kind of placing your intention there. It's you bringing the essence of where you are, you know? Yeah.
Right. And so when I studied Pi some time back, and, you know, if I'm not sure how the Remix family know what pi is. Pi is the equation 3.14.
Yeah.
3.14. And it's really the science behind pi, it's a circle. It's a circumference. But the essence behind pi is really how long do it take before something makes a complete circle.
Mm.
All right. And so we're talking about like planting a seed here. So how long do it take before this seed evolves into a plant, to plant to the bush, to a tree? We looking to see how long it take when I put something out, how long do it take to come back around? Because of what the self-realization of what I said the other night was, what goes around comes around. And it brought me right back to pie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but look at that pie at 3.14. 3.14. I want you to hold that. Don't write that down, because that's going to come up in a very significant place in a minute. All right? But pie, now check this out. Pi is also the 16th letter in the Greek alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
That 1 and 6 is 7, just like the spiritual year. We talked about the 7 year, right? But it's the 16th letter. Now, this is not coming up for no, you know, it's not coming by coincidence. Listen at what the definition of pi is. The ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. Okay, I'm going to say that again because I'm going to really make you understand what this means. It's a ratio of a circumference of a circle to its diameter. So what do that mean? When we talk about a ratio, we're talking about the relationship between two different points.
Yes.
So we're talking about the relationship. And this is so key, because we're talking about the relationship that you have with yourself and the relationship you have with others. Okay? So now when we speak of circumference, we're talking about like the outer body of something. And so this would be like the state of mind that this relationship is in. What's the outer body of this relationship? So this would be our external world, because our perception is based on how we see things externally.
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of us, you know, like I said, we dress up the part, you know. Oh, he must be doing good. He have a nice car, but what's going on internally? Okay, and the last part of this is what I really want to build on, which is this word diameter. So it's connected to geometry, which we know geometry is always sacred.
Yeah.
But this is, check this out, this is the straight line passing through the circle.
Mm.
This is the straight line passing through the circle. So let's look at it like this. Look at the circle of people around you. You know how the older people used to say, what they used to say? Show me your circle. what
yeah.
the quote was? Show me your circle and I'm going to tell you who you are.
Hmm. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah,
flock together.
Flocks together. It's the same thing, right? And your circle yeah. really exposing who you are. If you hang out with thieves, you got a little thief in you, because everybody is a thief. They run in circles.
Yeah.
We run in circles. But the meter is the line that's running straight through the circle. So when we get to the demeanor, we're talking about the caliber of person you are. Okay, so what's the caliber of person you are? What's the character that's being expressed by this person? And I'm going to connect this for you, because this is really talking about the state of mind, because we're looking to give a process out tonight. So just be patient with this process. All right? So now we're talking about the caliber of the person, the character. And so what the state of mind does, it keeps slicing the pie. It keeps slicing the pie. It's just like if you're reading a sentence and you don't like one of the words, you can't take the word out and it still be a sentence and make sense.
Right.
So what happened with the pie, we want to split the pie and we only want to eat the piece of the pie we like, because this pie is made up of good, bad, and ugly.
Yes.
So. The Excalibur, the caliber of person you are, is determined by how you handle things when it's not going as well, when things are ugly. This is when the character really comes out. Are you going to go straight through the center? Are you going to be straight up with me? Because that's going to be honest about who you really are, not when things are going good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we always looking to slice up this piece of the pie. Just think about what America, their favorite thing is apple pie. You see this pie everywhere, and people looking to get their piece of the pie. And think about how even black people been over here all this time, and you have another ethnicity group come in and prosper way more than what we have within the 400 years we've been here. And you said, damn, why we never got our piece of the pie? Because you the damn pie they're eating on. You are the damn pie.
Yes.
So what that look like? Because when you cutting that pie up, it's no different from us cutting each other up.
That's right.
I'm so quick to expose what's ugly about you. All the good things you do, all I want to do is show the piece of the pie where I may feel you've made a mistake.
Yes.
Where I may feel like you don't know as much as me in that area, and it never the good, never the giving you do, and all the people you help enlighten, all the assistance you do without looking to get noticed for it. But as soon as I hear right. something negative about you, I want to expose that piece of the pie.
Yes.
The assassination of character is the spiritual equivalent of physical murder.
Yes.
Everything in the universe has a spiritual equivalent. And when you assassinate someone's character, it's the spiritual equivalent of physical murder.
Yes.
This is what the state of mind has turned into. Okay. So tonight, I'm telling you this, and I promise you, I feel real good. I'm excited about this. And if one person get this, I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, the other night I gave out the definition of what will meant, the will. And the definition of will is the execution of a decision. When you make up your mind to do something and you move forward and do it, you're executing your decision. So tonight what we're going to do is we looking to execute the decision. Listen at this good. We're going to murder a decision tonight. Because everyone seemed to be getting caught up into not making decisions. It's the execution of a decision. And wherever there's will, that's where the power really is.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
So let's go back to pi. Let's go back to 3.14. Because I talked about Uranus and where Uranus was in reference to the state of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus was in Libra, which is the valley of decisions, 1969. 3.14 again. March, mm-hmm. which is the third month, 14th day, 1969. That's when Uranus went into the valley of decision. What is the valley? The valley is the lowest point that sits in between two mountains.
Yes.
The mountains are your left and right hemisphere, which the third eye sits in the valley. You know, I know you know that Marvin Gaye, ain't no mountain high enough. We're talking about our people stuck in the valley because they can't make a decision. Because what is this a decision? A decision is when you think about a decision, you feel you have more than one to choose from. Is that right?
Yes.
When we face with making a decision, we feel we have choices, and when we ever face like that, we feel there's more than one to choose from. But at the same time, you learn the first universal law that all is one. That's a contradiction.
Yes, yes.
Is that a contradiction? So the state of the mind, this is why it's hard to make decisions, because you think you could choose a side. A decision is just like an illusion. Is that real? Well, let's see. Do you have a decision on dying? That decision has been, there's no decision in that. The will is the execution of a decision. When you get to a point where you realize it's really not a decision. And you have to move beyond where you feel it's a decision. Okay, so now we get to a point where Uranus, and let me explain to you what Uranus is. This planet of Uranus and the energy behind Uranus is the king. That's what the Lord of the Ring did, Return of the King. Because Uranus in 1969 moved into the Valley of Decision, which is Libra, and its opposite counterpart is Aries, which has a direct connection to the third eye, to the pineal gland, to the all-seeing eye. It helps you see into the future, see farther, so you could get out of decision, out of the indecision you're in. Think about the other night when we was on the show. It was everybody caught up into don't know what decision to make. And if you're stuck in the valley, you're in the valley of decision. It's just like being dead. You're not moving. You can't move.
Mm-hmm.
With decision, is you have to decide. So when we're talking about the D-E and decide, always talking about separating. When you departure, that's talking about separating. Anywhere you see the D-E, it's talking about separating from, pulling from. But the side is S-I-D-E.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're separating from the side. Well, let's bring this into a restaurant. Why show up everywhere. Go into the restaurant, you order your salmon, and you tell them how you want your salmon cooked, and then what they're going to ask you after that?
I want it done, yes.
What they have after you want it done? What sides do you want with that?
Sides, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It comes with two sides.
Two sides.
Always two sides, because you have a right side and a left side. Because we're talking about the valleys in between the two mountains, in between the two. The main course, and then you have the two sides. All right? Because this tie in, because a lot of us are stuck on the sideline. A lot of people get sidetracked. It's because they're on the side. They're sidetracked. Think about all divorce. What divorce is? Divorce is when you're separating. You're separating the two mountains. What brought you together is separating. And most of the separation comes from, I had somebody on the side. That she found out about.
On the side. No, you got a chick on the side.
I know you heard this before. Time is on our side.
Yeah.
See, all your time going to what's on the damn side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But like the straight line going up the center, you got to put the time back in the center. You got to get in the game. Get off the sideline.
Mm-hmm. So you don't
be
looking.
You on the sideline.
That's right. So you don't be looking sideways.
Right. All is one. So the state of the mind, look, but look how this goes. The state of the mind is being blessed by the being in 7 billion people. So that means you have, everybody have their own information based on how they need to understand it.
Yes.
All the knowledge is one. Just because you have a different interpretation, it's still one. It's no side information. So you, someone comes to compliment what you're already saying in a different way, and you start tripping because you don't understand how it's connected, because you think it's two sides that come with this.
Mm-hmm.
In the restaurant is not, you really don't have a decision. In the restaurant, you don't have a damn decision on the sides. You don't have no decision on the damn side because you got to pick the ones they have on the damn menu already. You can't tell people, go out and get me some calves. You can't just get anything. If you could really make a decision and they say, well, what you want on the side? And you could pick anything you come up with, not that they have on the damn menu. You're picking sides that they already damn picked. It's no side. It's no decision.
Not at all. Not at all.
And this is how we get caught up. So look what happened. Look where we got to go back to. We got to go back to the wheel. Now, because now watch the restaurant experience. We make the agreement we will go to the restaurant.
Yes.
We're subject to the experience of that restaurant.
That's right.
We don't have a decision. But why would we say, you know what, man, I feel like eating some good fish, man, and we go to a steakhouse? I feel like eating some good fish, but we go to a steakhouse and start arguing with these damn people because they only have one fish dish on the damn menu. You arguing with these people if they're a steakhouse. How you argue with them because they don't have more fish on their menu? This is what the state, this is what we start doing with each other. So you're stuck in the valley of making a decision. So we got to get you beyond making decisions. You got to get off the sideline because you're on the sideline making decisions. So in order to execute the will, you have to become conscious of what you're doing and what you're saying. If you tell someone, I will be there, that's how you keep your power, by keeping your word. Because all is one, period.
Yeah.
So how did it work? When you think about a person, just like my brother, he's getting married. He say he's in the game now. In the marriage, he's going to the marriage game. He don't have nobody on the side. Because that's what it represents, you getting rid of the side. You getting off the sideline. Because what you say, I will get married. That's the will is in that. We have to get to the understanding that everything is coming from one source.
Yes.
Everything coming from one source. So even think about the example of a person need to make up their mind. There's no difference from just like making up your bed. Think about that. How do you make up your bed? Think about the components of making up your bed. You really need to start sitting down to make up your mind. So we're interested in going to the restaurant. So just like making up the baby, we have the fitted sheet. We need to see how do this fit into our time. Can we fit that in? See, this is all going to be based on our movement. So when we execute the decision, we start understanding there's no longer a decision. I have made up my mind. This is what I do, and there's no room. There's no room for no choices to get in. This is what I do.
Right.
This is what I know. When you make up your mind and have the real experience that this is what I know, then the being keeps you light.
Yes.
Because you have the chance now to be honest. Because your honesty is just not for you. Maybe you're talking to someone in your circle.
Yes.
And this conversation is required for you to be straight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hold that honesty inside of yourself, you become heavy, that person stay ignorant. Because that person is looking for, because that person is looking for a revelation, so they could come to a realization.
Yes.
To grow.
Yes. Yes.
When you're speaking with someone and they're telling you something, and then it just hits you that it's clashing with your point of their view.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you say I don't agree with that, it don't mean that you're wrong. Based on my experience, that's not how I see it.
That's right.
So let's look at it like this, and then you give a person how you see it, that person gets up kissing like, God damn, I would have never seen it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of you grow at one time.
That's it.
See, that's going back to the relationship in pie.
Right.
So making that decision, it just we spoke even, just like I said, with making up the bed, you have the fitted sheet, even connected to going on the mattress, but it's the security of it.
Yes.
You have the flat sheet, which becomes your cover, how you cover yourself.
Then
okay. Don't you have a comforter? How you comfort?
Mm-hmm.
The pillows are communication.
That's right.
That's where you do your pillow talking. So look at the same way of making up your mind. Sit down with yourself and figure out, even like, just give an example of a relationship. Just say we're looking to get married. We need to sit down to make up our mind if this the right time. Is this going to fit into the right time?
Right.
Is this person a comforter to me?
Right.
The key to this relationship is going to be the pillow communication, the talk.
The talk, that's right.
Can this person cover me? If something go wrong, I need to be off of work. Could this person cover me?
Right. How is the comfort?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be cold? Is it a comforter? Is it a comforter that's so thin that you can't? You're going to be freezing cold when something goes down. Mm-hmm.
And so this is how we get to this point where we are right now, because we still talking about the energy for this year. Just like, it's a lot of self-realization going to take place. A lot of self-revelation.
Yeah.
A lot is going to be revealed to you.
Yes.
You can't materialize until you realize.
So true. So true. Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's in the same theme. This is a sign and prediction. We have to get rid of decisions. We got to get off the fork in the road.
Yes.
We need to frame up what we're looking at. You have to become sure. See, because think about it. Once you know for sure, there really is no decisions.
That's right.
Once you know something for sure, it's really no more decisions. It's just motion.
Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm.
It's motion.
Yes.
So, it is still, what have you come to realize? Have you realized that a lot of what you thought was decisions still put you in some bad places? Because
yeah.
You thought, guess why I put you in a bad place, though? Because you thinking they had more than one to choose from.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You still stuck on, what if I would have went that way? I wonder what it would have been like.
Yeah.
You went the
what
right way because.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of our energy gets trapped on, what if I would have went the other way? And it's only one way. It's just 7 billion expressions of one way.
Mm-hmm.
It don't look the same, but it's the same source.
Beautiful.
It's the same source. So this is bringing us full circle. Sit down. Talk about what have you come to realize. That is so serious this year, because your realization is going to open up the revelation,
yeah.
And then it blossoms. It opens. Yes. It's no wrong way. Even if you think you went the wrong way, it's the right way.
It's the right way, yeah.
It's no other way.
Yes, yeah.
There's no other way. And enjoy the journey. Enjoy the people you meet on the journey. Everybody I looked out for years ago are looking out for me now.
Beautiful.
I gave forward.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to be in the position I'm in now. I gave forward, and it keep covering itself.
Yes. It always does. The pie.
That's it. And just like you say, with placing intention everywhere.
That's right. That's right.
So Astro Pie is about understanding what that journey is. Uranus right now, and the influence Uranus have right now is daring your ass.
Yes.
You see, when I listened to you, you were talking about the billionaires and the millionaires and the people with the
yeah.
600,000. All of that's connected to you daring yourself, because Uranus is in a position to say it. You got to have the courage. You got to persist and step up and say what it is.
Yeah.
You have to move on it. You have the courage to go after it. It's you not worrying about how other people see you.
Yes.
If you're worrying about that, you'd have lost already.
Yeah, so true.
If people don't think you're crazy, you're not doing your work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the indicators you're doing some great work. They think you're damn crazy. That's a good sign.
Great sign. Yes.
Every business venture I did, it's always a few brothers I presented to. And every time I presented to them, they said, man, that shit have never worked. That shit blew up.
Yes.
I go to the same group. They said, man, I love that idea. It didn't take off the ground. It did nothing.
Yeah.
So when they said you're crazy, you're really a genius. And when they said you're a genius.
You're really crazy. No, you're really crazy. Because
you think you're a genius.
Because you think you're a damn genius.
Fuck everybody genius. This shit is like a seesaw. You know, think about the playground. What name the things at the playground? What's the foundation of the playground?
Oh, the swings.
The swings.
The merry-go-round.
See,
know.
Now this. Think about this. This is why you don't argue with people, because they may not see what you saw.
That's right. They teach you that seesaw.
They may not see what you saw. It's up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't argue with nobody based on what you're seeing if they're in disagreement, because if you keep working, you eventually see it too.
That's right.
That's how, look, after I read the whole Bible, literally, then I understood nobody read this shit. I couldn't understand it until I read it for myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, you understand what I'm saying. After I read the Bible, then I understood they really didn't read this shit. And nobody ever lied to you. They're telling you it's a holy Bible. It's nothing but holes in the shit. There's holes in every story.
Yeah.
It's holy. It don't add up. But I'm not going to argue with you based on something you didn't read. That would make me a genius. So a lot of what we're going to experience is going to be strictly for you. This new world we are in, we're merging. We have merged with spirits. You talking about? See how you the spirit guides? We done already merged.
Yeah.
You could stand still, and if you're not in fear, you could speak with your spirit anytime you feel like, your guides or whatever spirit you want to call. You could speak, dream, it don't matter, astral, wherever you want to go.
Yep, that's right.
So, the place and intention everywhere, the pie, the intention for even speaking on the state of the mind, I want to get you to execute your decision. And no, it's just one. Because even if you think you're faced with two decisions and you choose one, it's still just you. It's just one. You could choose anyway. It's one.
Because
if you don't get your state of mind to peace, you're going to constantly be in conflict.
Yes.
You're going to constantly be in conflict. All right?
Beautiful.
Yes. So, you know, I want to hear from you guys. I want, you know, we're going to have a good year. We're going to do a lot of celebrating, you know, a lot of learning, a lot of self-realization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So it's still what have you come to realize? And it's not that you need to choose a side. But think about it. Think about it, even when we're young. You go ask mama, can I go outside? My mom say, hell no. So then you go to the other side. Say, daddy, can I go outside? Yeah, you go outside. So you just caused the conflict.
Yeah.
Because you wasn't honest. You wasn't straight up the middle of the circle. Now you done split these people damn circle. I'm going to go over my head and go outside. My daddy told me I go outside. See, you wrecking sides. So when you get older, I never liked my mom because she ain't let me do what I want. I love my dad because he was always on my side.
Mm-hmm.
Mama was straight up with me. She was straight up the middle. You need to get off the phone. You need to go to sleep. You need to do your work. She was too straight up the middle. I need a little leeway. So you don't have to choose a side. All the work is connected.
That's right.
All love is connected. You just have to figure out how it's connected to you.
Yes.
That's what you need to do. How it's connected to you at this time and place and space.
Yes.
So if I had 20 readings, you just need to see which one is connected to you. I don't want you to choose a side. Which one is better? Because that's all you're looking for. Which one better? Which one worse? That's all you're looking for, comparison. And then you get in comparing your damn self.
Yeah.
You can't compare anything without comparing your damn self also. That's how you figure something
right.
Better. And that one worse. I like his pie. I don't like to buy their bacon because it don't sound like something I'm familiar with. So before you start criticizing, just seek to understand it first. Why would this even come into your circle?
Right.
The connection may be bigger than just some knowledge. But all of us have knowledge. It's just knowledge, just information. But you can't do it from the sideline because you're going to be stuck on the sideline to yourself first. Get off the sideline. Get in the game. Get in your own game. But AstroPie.
Beautiful.
AstroPie.
Beautiful. All right, you guys. we're gonna
we're
gonna
read tonight.
Yeah,
I don't know what
do...
happened tonight. It went so fast.
Oh, it did, and we have a packed house on the phone lines here. So, wow. So we are going to go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line and so that you can call in. And (laughs) 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We will be just kind of jumping around because it's so many of you guys here. If you're an international caller out there and you're calling in, all you have to do is Skype in, and we can get you on the phone line as well, too. You can Skype in, and we'll be able to get you on the phone line. So we're going to go to the phones. You ready to go to the phones, Brother Bilal?
I'm ready to roll.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We're going to go to the first caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Boone, Brother Bilal.
Good evening. Who's on the line, please?
You? This is Amanda calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, greetings.
All right, Pennsylvania. All right.
Well, let's get your birthday before we hear from you.
My birthday is 11/17/89.
89?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, we are continuing, and we continue from Friday night. What have you come to realize?
Yes.
No.
What have I come to realize? That you cannot teach someone or basically get someone on the same page as you are unless they want to be on the same page as you are.
That's good. Okay. Explain that one to us. Let me hear about that.
Because I'm in a profession where I am working with young adults or college students, and I do the training with them, and a lot of them are very, like, disrespectful and saying, like, smart remarks and comments when I was doing presentations. So one of my staff members asked me, how am I able to deal with, like, such personalities where people are being rude and disrespectful? And I just told him, I just was honest and told him that I've dealt with people in my peers, I've managed people in my peer group for a long while now, so I know how to deal with it. And I just realized to overlook certain things but still know how to get the job done and get what I need done from those that I work with.
Very healthy.
Yes,
very good.
Yes.
Okay. Why you feel people can't get on the same page together? Tell me about that.
Because I feel like because what was done with them before, like their other manager, the other person who supervised them, their supervising skills was
Excuse me, but listen, not with the people that you're working with, but overall, what have you come to realize why people can't get on the same page?
Because I would tell them, basically, I would set like deadlines and things for them to do as to how I want things done, and it's still not done that way. It's still not done the way that I presented it to them as to how it should be done. It's always an excuse as to why it's not done as how I would like it for it to be done.
Okay. This is the first thing I want you to realize, that rejection is not real. Rejection is a state of mind. Because tell us about you and rejection.
Me and rejection. I've actually had this conversation with you all before. I do not like to get rejected from what you all have, you and Ms. Blue have told me before. Yeah. But I don't see how that plays out in my life with, like, rejection. But yeah.
Wait, hold on. You don't see how it plays out in your life? What you mean?
Because I've had being on the phone with you all with readings and everything. Two times, the word rejection came up, where you're like, "I'm not a fan of the word rejection," but I don't see how it plays out in my life with me.
Okay. Well, I want you to see it from this aspect. Is that whenever you're forcing something to happen and it don't materialize, that's a form of rejection.
Okay.
And just because it didn't materialize, it may have not been the time yet to come in, but it's going to happen, but you have to be patient with it. So it grows into what you want to see. But that is a form of rejection. Because the more we force something to happen, the likely of it is it really don't ever shape up. It don't happen.
All right.
Okay. So just to say what you come to realize with everybody being on the same page. It's just like we say, because we all have different experiences.
Correct.
All right? We just all, we see things totally different. And I'm not bringing the word rejection up just to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm just looking to really get you to understand that everything is happening for more of a divine reason versus the mundane reason. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's going to be a good year for you. No forcing it. Let it happen.
Yeah. Beautiful. Let me ask you, because you just won, what was your question that you had for us this evening?
My question is just in relation to my job that I'm currently in right now. Just like job roles and just how the semester will play out for me. That's just the question I have.
Well, beautiful, and I'm glad those are your questions. Those things are going to go well for you, as they have in the past, you know. They've gone well for you because one thing about you is that you really, really have that spirit of determination, and you know how to feed your spirit to keep yourself going. That's one of the things that you've done. So there's not going to be a problem when it comes to that particular area. Once you get yourself situated and you get into the classes, they're going to go well. Once you get yourself at work and things sort of kind of balance itself back out, then, you know, work is always going to be work. You're going to be dealing with a whole lot of people with a whole lot of different personalities. And that's something you do well. And you do that well for a couple of reasons. One thing that I want you to take into consideration, I'm taking a look at your energy and your aura, and I see it. It is pulsating. It's very, and your heart chakra is just kind of glaring itself out into the universe. So you have a very, very big heart. Here's some of the things that I want you to take a look at when it comes to that piece of rejection. You haven't really got a lot of rejection. You really haven't. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you trust everybody. You trust everybody, and you are in the position where your mind is so clever that you know how immediately to get on their page. Don't you find that to be true?
Yes.
Yeah, you get on their page and you relate to them. So if you're sending a task to me and you get on my page and you know how to communicate with me, I'm not going to reject you because you did it my way. You did it my way. Now, that's not going to be a problem for you until the next 5 years. In 5 years, you're going to wake up and realize that piece that Brother Bilal was telling you. So this is why I love the power of downloading. Because you're going to need to hold that close to you. See, because you have evolved yourself spiritually, and by the way, you guys, if you are listening, this sister right here is a kick-ass bad occultist. She loves that shit, don't she? So she loves that. It's not a subject when it comes to anything dealing with the occult, because I see all kinds of shit all over your head, and some of these things I don't even dabble in. But you ain't scared. You like, hey, I want to know about it. I want to know what's going on. I want to see that, you know.
I so, sure do.
Yes, that's right. So what I want you to do is I want you to hold this conversation because that's what we've been talking about all night, myself and Brother Bilal. Don't throw this stuff away. Don't choose a side. Stay open. 5 years from now, you're going to wake up to another level of your consciousness, and you're going to realize that the reason that you're doing all of this adjusting is because you don't want to be rejected. And so what we're doing is preparing you for your future. And now that you know that, then there are certain things that you can begin to start adding in to you to build your personality, to build the essence of who you are and bring those things to the forefront so you don't have to go through that trauma. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the other thing I want to leave you with, okay? And I want you to hold this. Mm-hmm. That means you have a problem with a hole in your pocket. I want want you to tell me, how do you have a, do you save money? Can you save anything?
Yes.
So you have a savings?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Why is it never enough?
Why is it never enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last year I was working at a different job,
mm-hmm.
and I was saving, I was able to save money from what I was receiving.
Mm-hmm.
While I had that job, I was still pursuing the field that I am in now because I knew I wanted to be in this field since I was in college.
Yeah.
So I took a pay cut. I took an $8,000 pay cut to be in the field that I am in now and to get the experience. So being working in the field that I am in now, I'm able to save what I can save from what I do get paid. So I do know where I'm at right now in my life. I say when I get paid, I like pay the things that I have to pay. And if I can hold on to money to save, I'll put that away. So I know how to save. It's just the money that I'm receiving. I have to do things, certain like pay bills and things, different things. So,
let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something because this is key for you, and you gave a very, very clever answer. But the truth of the matter is you can save no matter what. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. A person who has a dollar can save out of that dollar. It may be one penny, mm-hmm. but you can save. The ability to save is always there. This is about that foundation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be critical for you, and particularly this year. See, this is even the other reason you're asking the question about school. So let's be honest. Because it's about the money. It's about making sure that you're going to have enough money to do the things that you need to do so that you can be in school and work and do everything at the same time, correct?
Yes.
So this is why I ask you, how is your savings? Here's what I want you to know, that point right there, if you can be open to receive this message, for you, that frequency is your balancer. Let me tell you why I mean that, because you give so much. You give to the people that you work with. You give to the people that you interact. You give to your friends. You give to everybody. Your heart is open, and you're always looking to give. That's a beautiful thing. Don't ever change it. But you have to be able to be in the position where you can receive. And anybody who's struggling in their finances, this is for you. It means that you don't receive well. See, whether that receive is coming in the form of somebody giving you some sort of spiritual advice, giving you feedback on how well you did a job or how well they perceive something that you did to them, a conversation maybe you've had with a friend, if you're not receiving, I can guarantee you that when it comes to your savings, oh, you challenge right there. When it comes to that thing that we call the frequency of your finances, that is a challenge area because that is directly connected to that. So for you to begin to open up more abundance in your life, you're going to have to learn how to receive and take it in without any static. You know what I mean when I say static?
No.
Okay. Static is somebody tells you something and you say, but, you know, the reason and here's why and I did this and I got that and you didn't receive that. What you did is you closed the door, kind of like we used to do back in the day when the Jehovah Witness would knock on our door Saturday morning. They opened the door and they closed the door back. You didn't receive that. So make sure that while you're doing all of this beautiful, magnificent growing and adjusting to others and all of this trusting, and I think that's a beautiful thing. You do trust people. You trust them, sometimes way too much, but you trust them, and that has paid off very big for you. And I believe you should trust them 100% because that will be how much you trust yourself. And so if there's people out there that want to know why this young lady has so much confidence, because she fucking trusts everybody, which means she trusts herself, and that's a great thing, but you got to learn how to receive. You have to be able to receive the message because that keeps you growing, that keeps you learning, and it's not all about building up that left hemisphere. Remember, we're in the valley. This is what Brother Bilal and myself were talking about tonight. You got to be able to execute those things and get your ass out the valley. Bring both of them together. So remember, you don't just exhale. You have to inhale too. So think about it that way. way. Anytime somebody's telling you something, it is not that you have to take it in and you have to do what they say. I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you that there are going to be things that you need to be open to. And you need to receive it. Because remember, true hearing does not come from your ears. And it definitely does not go into your mind. It comes in through your heart. And if you do not first seek to understand before you seek to be understood, then you're not receiving. So receive. And I see a beautiful, beautiful year for you. Beautiful year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you touch on one more thing? When you spoke about the five years, about me staying open, and you're going to provide me with, like, tools to that.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 years, so I'm going to be at another level of consciousness, and I'm going to finally realize why I'm doing the work that I'm doing. But you said something, because I don't want to be rejected. Could you expand more on that?
Yes, I certainly can. What I'm really telling you is that you don't have to get the lesson in 5 years. You can get the lesson right here tonight, because Brother Bilal just gave it to you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to break it down for you a little bit more. See, in your mind, okay, because I'm reading your higher self. That's what I do, Miss Blue. I'm in your higher self. You feel that the reason that you are taking care and you can communicate with everybody is because you somehow have figured out a whole lot of shit that they don't know. Part of that is true, because you have. I give you that. But the other half is because you have adjusted to them, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you truly believe that this is all your action. And what's going to happen is, as you continue to grow and develop, you're going to come across other people who think exactly like you do. So guess what that means? Just like you think you adjusting to them, they going to think they adjusting to you, and y'all are going to crash. Because it's not going to work. And then you're going to finally realize what rejection really is. And then you're going to start, if you didn't have this conversation, you'll end up like some people, and you'll start to be bitter for all the kind acts that you've done, for all the trusting that you've done. And then all of a sudden you done flipped on another side. So now you don't want to trust no damn body. That's how, you know how you hear older sisters and they don't trust nobody. They like, I trust my mama, and that's it. That's it. Don't trust nobody. That's how they got there. You understand? So what we're doing here tonight is something that has never been done before on the planet. We're giving you your lesson. You don't have to wait for 5 years. So that's the whole magic here. You know that now. So the next time when you're getting ready to do something and you're getting ready to send out, that's just going to be in the back of your mind. You're going to hear Miss Blue's voice. You're going to hear Brother Bilal's voice. And you're going to say, let me make sure I'm not just dumbing myself down to get this damn message to this person. And if I am, let me be conscious that that's what I'm doing. You understand? So you can stay in the true essence of who you are and keep your growth and development going, and you don't wake up in 5 years and realize that you done dumbed yourself down to everybody else so that you can just keep a pleasant conversation going back and forth and have no static.
Hmm.
Code word for rejection.
Okay.
And that's going to work with your relationships too, baby girl. So take it there with your man. Know that. You're going to get tired of saying yes. You're going to get tired of saying yes.
All right. And I cannot wait until you have another open mic night. I was on the phone line when you did the last one. I was actually going to read 3 poems.
Okay.
But Esther and yourself never picked up the phone, but next time, hopefully I get
okay,
on the line.
Okay, well, good. So, we're going to hold you to that. We're going to hold you to that. Okay. Esther, make a mental note of that. We're going to hold you to it. All right, hold the line. Hold the line.
All right, thank you.
Excellent.
Great energy. Yes,
oh, yes. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's Nadra calling from Boston. Jackson.
Ooh, Nandra. Greedy.
I knew I was next to it.
Oh,
<that's>
beautiful.
All right.
Greetings, y'all. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, good. Yeah. Excited to have you.
Yes. Let's get your birthday. Right.
Okay. 5/10/75.
Okay.
5/10/75.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And what have you? Go ahead, Miss Blue. There you go.
No. Go ahead. I like it when you say it. Go ahead.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I just. I get so excited because I really want people to understand. It's like what you come to realize is your growth. You understand? It's like whatever that is, what you come to realize is the reason you grew into who you are right now. You know what I'm saying? So, but what have you come to realize?
What have I come to realize? Well, I've come to realize that I need to make sure that I need to make decisions and stick with it or follow it through.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm referring to relationships in that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say two relationships?
Yes.
And look, in 1975, when you were born, Uranus was moving out of the Valley of Decision. So you were stuck in the Valley of Decision. And what I suggest for you right now,
yes,
is just have that, just dare yourself, like I was speaking about earlier.
Okay.
All right, like dare yourself just to have the courage just to be honest. This is going to be a honesty year for you. That's why your relationships always get the turbulence, because you're telling the truth, but you're not being honest.
Okay.
And there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. That's just like if your boyfriend say, "Do you love me?" You say, "Yeah, I love you." So you tell him the truth. But are you in love with me? See, that's different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's different. So I don't only want you just to tell the truth. I need you to tell the honest truth.
Gotcha.
Yes, I do love you, but I'm not in love with you. That way, he could start making his adjustments and not plans on being with you. Because they're already saying you have moved on.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But you wonder why these people get stalkers and people running after you, because you told me you love me. Yeah, you told him the truth. But you wasn't honest, because he started projecting plans on you, saying, "I'm going to marry you," and that's not your reality. And you can't shake the reality. You're just not being honest. Dare yourself to be honest.
I'm writing it down.
Dare yourself to be honest.
I'm getting it in.
Dare yourself to be honest.
Yeah, I will tell you this, that one thing that I will say about you, I really love your energy. And a lot of times I kind of group people into soul groups and different schools. And your school is the school of love. You a love child. It's your university. That's what you came back to this planet to do, just like Brother Bilal was saying. And, you know, being a person in the school of love, I know that, you know. And one of those things about the school of love is that we come to experience all different ways. Some people would think, oh, the school of love, that just means you're always in love. Not so much. That means that's going to be the thing to challenge you. That's going to be the thing to make you grow the most. That's going to be the shit to fuck you up. That's going to be all of that. You understand? Because that's what it is. You want to experience that from all different angles and all different sides. The honesty piece is there. Here's the other thing that I want to say to you, because for you, love is in the mind. Does that make sense when I say that to you, Nadia? Love is in the mind?
Nadra, yes, I hear you. Yes, it makes sense.
Okay, tell me how that makes sense to you.
Well, I daydream a lot. I visualize a lot. A lot. I'm very visual, like in general. So, you know, I usually visualize what I want or what I don't want.
Yeah. Well, the reason I say that to you about love in the mind is because that is definitely where your captivation of that love comes from. It comes from that place inside your mind, which is a really, really beautiful thing. I really, really would hope, and I see you've already made some steps, and you've fantasized about this, and you've dreamed about this, about really working with people, helping to counsel them, coach them, when it comes to those matters of the heart. And doing it in a very visual way. So, you know, you've even thought about having a play, you know, and doing love stories and, you know, all of these other erotic things. Isn't that true?
Yes, very much so. You're on point, as always.
Well, this is definitely your area. And I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show where we were talking about some of the predictions and things and how many of the Remix listeners would generate wealth to $1 billion. Like it'll be about maybe about 7 of those, and then to $1 million that this year would be about 7 of them. Well, you're one of those people, actually, everybody listening, and you definitely have that ability on your side that you can do it. Take those words, because they're words of wisdom that Brother Bilal has told you, and I want you to begin to really kind of digest everything that we're telling you here.
Okay.
Because that's going to be key for you. You understand? Because the thing that can knock you off is love. I want you to know.
Okay.
That's kryptonite for you. You understand? It doesn't mean you don't love, but that means that you don't play with love. And right now, you're still kind of playing with love. You understand? Your love is like, it's like an ocean. Your love is like an ocean. You know, your love is like an ocean. It's everywhere. You know, you're going to have to really kind of put that in more of a strategic place. And really begin to start to move forward, map yourself out a plan, start putting some of these business ideas in action, and go out there and create your life stream. It is time for you to completely stop dreaming about it. It is time for you to really kind of put these things solid and into concrete, because you have that ability. A couple of things that I see, and I don't see it too often, I see gold coins falling from your head. And when I see those gold coins, that doesn't mean that somebody going to send you a check for $200, $500. That don't mean that to me. It doesn't mean the ancestors are somewhere watching over you, even though they are. It doesn't mean that. I typically see that around when I'm doing readings for millionaires and billionaires. That's where I see the gold coins. And I've seen those gold coins tonight here with you. So definitely stay in touch. Let us know how that process goes. And get to work, girl. Get to work.
Yes, I will. Thank you guys so much. I love y'all.
Oh, yeah. Love you too. I'm good for a loan too, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm good for a loan when you get that money, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
All right.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Excellent. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You are live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Ivana. I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. What's your name again? I'm sorry. Can you take us off speakerphone?
Oh, it's not on speaker. Is it like Act One or something?
Yes. Stop, though.
Yes.
It stopped.
Oh, okay. My name's Ivana.
Okay.
All right.
Give us your birthday.
It's 5590.
She said 5-5. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm silly. 5-5-95-South-5-5. All right. All right. And so tell us what you come to realize.
I've come to realize, like, everything is, like, truly, like, one. Because, like, I noticed, like, sometimes I have thoughts in my head, like, I wonder why that person does this, or I wonder why that person does that. And then it just, like, manifests, like, in, like, reality or whatever, like, the answer and stuff like that. So it's, like, that's part of the reason where I feel like everything is one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the same energy calling. All the callers pretty much in the same.
I know.
Same cycle. That's another 5-5, 5-10.
Mm-hmm.
Cycle. You say 19. No, I was saying your soul group has been calling. You know, pretty much everybody we spoke with. It's like the same energy. With you, let's. And with the self-realization, hold on, it's 1990, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, with the self-realization, and I want to pick up where most of the challenges are. Because if you heard me speak when I was saying Uranus, you know, when it makes its move, and I want to go to that point with you on your chart. And Uranus was in the house of Capricorn when you were born. So right here, I want you get to the realization that don't be too excessive on either end. Don't, you know, it's like keep a good balance. It's like going to the club. Don't overdo it and don't underdo it.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, you see, don't. When you're drinking, have a couple of drinks, but when your spirit tells you that's enough, don't keep going because someone buy you a free drink. That's the one going to make you throw up. Because you're not keeping the integrity with yourself. So with you, I want you to realize that your spirit, your feelings, never lie. But I need you to know that. I need you to know that. All right, because your communication, your action always need to be calculated. So keep a good estimation on where you are, but watch out for your extremes. Don't look to go too high. Don't look to go too low. Stay balanced with that. It's nothing to prove. All right? The most dangerous mind in the world is a mind with nothing to prove. Okay, that's what I have for you.
Okay.
So
let me ask you, what was your reason for calling in tonight? What was your question that you had?
Like, it was, like, really, like, pertaining to my career. Well, not really my career, as far as kind of, like, my future career, because right now I'm just taking my time, like I'm just slowly going back into things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so what's your question?
Like, all right, for instance, like I meant to, like,
computers.
Why, what made you say computers?
Just go ahead.
Huh? No, I mean, like, I was saying, like, what made you say computers?
Go ahead, but don't pay me no mind. Go ahead. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go right ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought you were being sarcastic about me interrupting you.
No. I want you to go ahead, though. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm for real. Go ahead. Don't pay me no mind. Go ahead.
I don't really remember what I was saying before you, that, but that
mm-hmm,
when you said computers, when you said computers, it reminded me about a reading that you gave me about a year ago, and you said, like, at that point, I was working with computers. And you said, like, I'm kind of working with what I really want to do, but not for real.
Right.
And at that
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just getting excited. That's all right. I'm excited. You're excited. Yes. Let me tell you this. I do see you. I don't remember that, but I kind of remember that. But I'll tell you why I say computers. I don't necessarily see you working with computers in the classical sense of, like, maybe doing, like, fixing them or the hardware type thing. I see you doing more like stuff like video game programming, working for computers in that capacity, because video games is something that you enjoy, correct?
I haven't played a video game in I don't know how long. Well, actually, wait. Actually, I did with my little sister. I do it sometimes, you know, just to play with her, like play a video game with her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want you to, you know, we don't want to mix things if you haven't. But I know that there are certain types of games that you do enjoy. You know, you kind of enjoy kind of making your thing travel through that. But here's the other thing I want you to kind of think about when it comes to certain things, because you really have a excellent memory, and that's another reason computers came up. Like, you don't forget nothing. Like, you, somebody could come back to you and you could give them all the details.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure that you stay there. I want you to stay there with you. Stay here with me. And I say that to you is because right now, where you are right now, it is kind of that place of being sort of the beginner again. And I know you feel like a lot of times you've been the beginner and you've sort of kind of started over several different times, but you're in this place again as the beginner. So a lot of different things are coming up for you. You're even thinking about, do you need to go back to school, get some sort of certification, do this, do that, you know, work with different things. Tell me about you and Faces. What is this thing with you and Faces?
What do you mean? Like, if you're talking about, I don't know. I kind of do have, like, a thing with Faces. I don't know if you're talking about, like, the fact that I always, like kiss Faces a lot. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, maybe not necessarily the kissing of Faces, but you can remember very fine details in people's faces. That's your fascination with it. Maybe that's why you like to kiss them, because you can remember if you see somebody's face, you have sort of that photogenic memory of people and faces. One of the things that I want to tell you is because you like going into details and studying things, there is a science, and I don't even know what it's called, but it's about face reading. And this is something that you would be excellent at, because you can tell so many things by looking into a person's face and understanding a lot of things. So you may want to do some research on that. I know that you're looking at what direction you want to go to next and some of the things that you want to do. Very intuitive sister here, too. So you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. The Soul Group is calling in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This is another
yeah.
amazing sister that is so intuitive, that is, like, spot on. Like, you could do readings. Like, you could do readings on a person's
mm-hmm.
fucking face just looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I always used to think that, but it was never, like, really confirmed.
Yeah. You need to do that. You need to look into that, and you need to do that. I tell you guys, me and Brother Bilal did the show last year where we talked about those innovators and those of you who are part of the origin, and this is the time. We are really, really helping you guys as much as we can to get you into your life work, get you into the work
mm-hmm.
that you need to be in, so that you can go out there and really begin to create those things that you came back to the planet, that you know that you came back to the planet to create and do. I'm telling you, that is your shit. You need to do it. You need to while you're still listening to the remix, You need to Google reading faces, and you need to start researching that for your own information, getting that, and you need to start practicing on people who come in your house, your friends. Tell them, girl, let me read your face, see if I could tell you some things about what's going on with you in your life by looking at you in your face, because you can do that. That I know for sure, as Brother Bilal says. For sure you can do that. And you will be able to do something that your whole soul group struggles with, and that is saving money. Yeah. Because that's another struggle for you, is to save money. You understand? And again, that's about receiving. You're another giver. You will give, give, give. And by the way, you are the best fucking roommate in the whole world. If I was in college or needed a roommate, you would be that. You would be the roommate that would not bother any. You would be the perfect roommate to anybody. To anybody. She's a good roommate. And good roommates are hard to find. Yeah. You still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another question that I have for you.
I know it's a little overwhelming. I'm gonna let you have your moment. I'm not gonna go there with you. Go ahead.
I just recently, like when you said I'm the new beginner and stuff like that, I just recently began back like old teachings or old research and stuff that I was doing and practicing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that because, like, for some reason, like, every time that I started, it'd be like, all right, I need to hurry up and just get all this information in. Like, but I won't know what I need it for, and then later it all just comes together or whatever. And, like, by you telling me, like, the face readings, like, never mind. I already answered my own question. Never mind.
No. You didn't took us all the way down this road. You got to come on with it. No. Keep going.
I was just gonna ask you, like, should I, like, kind of like throw myself into like the just like all into reading the faces, or should I still continue with my research? But I kind of feel like I should still continue with both.
Of course. Why would you cut yourself off? Remember, choosing no sides. That's what this is all about. You don't have to choose a side. Why would you?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you? Because here's the thing I want you to know. Everything that you're doing is preparing you for what you're going to do, period. From playing video games with your sister, from talking to us here on the show tonight, from researching information, from eating dinner at your favorite restaurant, all of that.
Thank you so much, because I really need that.
All right. Well, we definitely want to get some feedback. Be open to receive. And we wish you peace and love. Peace and love.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
Great energy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to go to the next caller. Wow. It's a lot of y'all here. And a lot of y'all with your hands up. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 816. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. And where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Gary. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Greetings, okay. Gary.
What you have for me, my man? What's your birth date?
5/9/85.
Dang, y'all so...
Same field group, huh?
I know. When I heard y'all talking about the... Yeah. And I haven't called in a minute, so I guess it was our time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how that energy started attracting. And help us out. Let us know, what have you come to realize?
Was actually come to realize that just a lot about life. I can't really sum it up. It's just realizing a lot about life, you know, and how it works, and Give us some details. I guess that the cycle of life period, you know, is just it's like school. I just come to realize it's all a big it's like a big lesson. And like you were saying earlier, Brother Bilal, you know, it's we all have different ways of looking at things, and you know, I just I used to try to look at things through different people's eyes and see, you know, instead of looking at it through my own eyes, and I'm just coming into that, you know, that you know, I gotta.
Let me ask you something. And what is the main reason? Why you think I'm asking you? What have you come to realize?
I'm not sure.
How old are you right now?
28.
Okay. You realize you didn't realize the same thing you realized at 18, right? It was a different realization at that time. All right.
Without a doubt, most definitely.
I'm looking to get a gauge on what you have realized so I could see where you are. And that would be like you dating an 18-year-old right now. You will not be together long because she haven't realized enough yet for you.
True. That is true.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess, you know, I realize life's not going to last long.
Mm.
That makes sense. It's,
no,
it's,
make me
know,
understand that.
Well, you know, you gotta come to some kind of understanding, or I guess a realization, as you would say, you know, because you know, the whole cycle thing, you know, you gotta realize something before you go.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's like I have to. I'm trying to learn as much as I can in this lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that is about myself or about, you know, my whole makeup, or I don't know.
Okay.
I know it's some kind of way. It's all trying to come together. And maybe I still am trying to realize what it is. But
guess what? When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're right. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're gonna have a new realization. See, you in a challenge right now. Right now, you're being challenged. Right now, you're being challenged, especially in relationships. So that's why you feel shit not gonna last long. You understand? But as soon as you fall in love again, you realize life is good and it's gonna last forever. That's going to be a whole new realization for you. Okay?
Mm.
So now check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus was making this move because Uranus wears the crown now. And when you were born, Uranus was making this move through Sagittarius.
Okay.
And Sagittarius, let me tell you what's behind this Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
It's the instructor. Sagittarius is the one that comes with instructions. You have to learn to follow instructions. You need processes. There's instructions to certain things. Stop freestyling it. All right? I know you use your voice. I know I'm looking at that. I know you freestyle. I see it. But I'm letting you know when a student is ready, the instructor always shows up, and it don't have to be a person. It don't have to be someone who you may say, you know what, I feel they have more knowledge than me, so let me sit up under that person. It could be somebody 14 years old.
Right.
That may have come to realize more shit than you.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense. It does. Because I have been winning.
Really?
It seems like I've just been, I don't know, I always felt like when I was young that I just had this feeling that, you know, that it's a game. And I didn't,
mm-hmm.
really didn't have to play, but, you know, play just enough to get by.
What have you come to realize about the game now?
It is serious.
But it's not, it's just serious. But no, think about this here. Think about how many realizations you have. But you know, if you sit down and become conscious of how many revelations you have had,
man,
you in the millions already?
Mm.
You've been realizing shit since you've been born. So it's everlasting. It's never ending. It's just
right.
The position you have right now making you realize that.
Mm.
And that's what makes me realize where you are. So I'm looking to tell you where you're going. You're going to come up out of this. It may be about the middle of this year, but you're going to come up out of it. And when you call back, you will realize some new shit.
hey, it sounds good to me. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah, I'll be the pupil, you know, as long as I just, you know, I guess keep learning.
Follow instructions. You have to follow instructions. Got to follow instructions. Got to follow instructions. All right?
Yeah. So... what was your reason for calling in? Did you have a question?
I didn't really have a question, but since I'm on the line, I might as well.
Well, hold on.
Ask one.
Hold on, because you press one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
That I did.
so why did you press one?
I really didn't expect to get on the line. You know, there's millions of people out here. But, I really didn't expect to get through.
This is, I'm a play the pretend girlfriend right now. Can I do that with you?
Sure, Ms. Blue.
Okay, I'm a play the pretend girlfriend. We're gonna freestyle this real quick. You know, that's what you do. You know, that's what you do. You do something, and then you pretend like you didn't know you did it. That's why you can't have realization. Because, see, if you can't take credit for what you or take the responsibility for what you say you want, then you can't take the acknowledgement when you get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm afraid it does.
That little scenario that happened there is sort of, which is so perfect. I mean, damn, I couldn't have did a reading better than that. You did exactly what you do in life. You ask for all of this shit and put all this energy out into the universe, and then somebody calls you out and say, hey, this what you wanted? You say, oh, no, that ain't what I wanted. That ain't what I wanted. I didn't mean to do that.
And back off a little bit, yeah.
And back out. That's what you do. So I wanted to, because this is a great opportunity for you to be able to learn from this right here. I wanted you to see that because it's here in live, living color, like you said, with millions listening, so that you can see
that
others can learn from that too. The other thing I want to say to you is, you know, when you're talking, I hear you gasping, almost as if you have a respiratory problem, but you don't. There's nothing wrong with your lungs. You may smoke a little bit too much, but there ain't nothing wrong with your lungs. You can breathe in and out, but it's always like you're letting out this, you know, this sigh, this burst, you know, like this energy that is just sort of kind of propelling itself forward. Do you know what that's about?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you because that's what you called in for, because you want to know, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You,
yeah.
You want to know.
I do want to know.
Right. This is what you're dealing with, all this emotional stress that you done built up in your mind. Because, see, in your mind, there ain't no, and I get it. I get it. I mean, in your mind, there ain't a brother out here badder than you. There ain't a brother that can do what you do. Nobody don't put in as much time as you do. Nobody ain't working as hard as you do. You say what?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah, right.
Can't nobody do it better than you. That's it. You can't nobody do it better than you, and you are wearing yourself the fuck out. That's what you're doing. You have got to start having faith in other people. You cannot do everything yourself, because this is what's blocking you. You want to know why? Because you definitely should be one of those people who have kicked yourself up to the place where at least you could say, I made it. You know how Drake got that song called I Made It? You should have been to that point. But you can't get there. Because in your mind, you think you're the only one that can do it. And you're so busy redoing other people's shit that you can't get to your own original stuff.
Wow. So I need
stop. Stop redoing. Have more faith in others like you have faith in yourself. You want to be everybody's sacrifice, and I love you for that. Definitely a brother I'll take on my team, because you will sacrifice for the team. But know that you are not the sacrificial lamb for everybody. That's not your role here, not to do that.
Okay.
So just like you have that confidence and faith in yourself, you need to give that to other people, because it's a level.
How do I? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Yeah, you do that in a couple of ways. You do that by being honest, and you do that by being respectful. Simple. I know you're thinking, yeah, being respectful. Because in your mind, the word that comes behind a lot of things when you're looking at other people and what they're telling you and what's going on is that they're full of shit. You don't trust them.
Yeah.
So you've got to move that out of your place and start having the respect that you want people to give back to you. You've got to start giving that respect to them. So, again, this is about receiving energy again. You're wearing yourself out trying to prove something that doesn't need to be proven.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other beautiful thing for you is that you are coming up on this energy of a cycle of change. So hold on to your seats, because it's a whole lot of things that's going to change in your life. And those changes are going to be coming upon you very, very fast. It's going to be an opening door opportunity, so you can step through those, which is going to be beautiful changes for you that you can actually step into. You know, for you, where do you live? Do you live near a wooded area?
Somewhat. Some like suburbs of the city, right outside the city.
Yeah. You definitely don't need to go closer to the city. You do well. You do better away from that. You can go in there and do what you need to do, but you do so much better. We don't want you in the city. You need to stay out in the city. You need to, we need to get you going the other direction. You actually thrive more there. A lot of your energy is rooted in that. And I'll also tell you this. You're a brother that stands pretty tall. How tall are you?
Not 6 foot.
You're 6 foot. Yeah, because in one of your past lives, you were a tree.
Is that right?
Yeah, you was a tree in
it
a past
feels,
life.
It feels like I've been here before. When I hear the remix family, everything, it just makes so much sense to me.
Yeah, well, you've done a lot of other things, but you were a tree. And this is another reason why you kind of stand, you know, you kind of walk with your shoulders back and this kind of, you know, like.
That's right. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's it. I'm telling you, I see you. I see you. I see you very clear. But you were a tree in a past life, which means you want to plant strong roots. And anytime you come in, even though you come in with this personality that kind of seems a little bit passive, that's a misnomer, because you come in and you strictly want to take over, dominate, and you want that shit to only go your way.
It's like you know me.
You know?
He's going to play the pretend girlfriend. I swear you. No, you sound like one of them. Dude. I'm soaking it all up. I'm soaking it all up.
So that's good. So meditate with the trees. You want to go out and connect yourself. That's just going to be one of those things in nature that you connect with, just like a tree. You know, if you take an oak tree and you were to plant it like in front of the average house in about 10 or 15 years, that oak tree will be done jacked up all of your plumbing, your electricity. It would be breaking through your foundation. That tree will be taken over, and that's what you do.
So like what it's doing with this house now, it's tearing up. It's all messing with the pipes, flooding the basement.
Okay. But I want you to...
I just found out that problem yesterday.
Oh, did you? This is even more divine. Here's what I want you to do, because you can actually communicate with the tree. We all can, but definitely you can. Go tell that tree not to start dominating. And the less that you stop dominating and forcing people to go your way in that house, that tree roots will start to go the other way. I promise you that. You will have no more problems. Talk to the tree. Mm. Let the tree know to take those roots and start sending it another direction. But here's the key. You need to start sending your energy another direction, because the more dominant you become, that tree is going to become dominant on home.
Okay. I hear you.
All right.
I hear you too, bro.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Well, peace and love to you. Peace and
all
love.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Blue. All right, brother. Blue.
All right, my brother. Good energy, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, wow. Brilliant. You got. We are still going. Still have about 30 minutes to go. We see all of you on the phone lines. I guess we're going to keep it going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 617, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, wow. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Who's on the line?
Hi. My name is Shiva, and I am from Rhode Island.
I'm sorry, what was that? Say it again, Shiva.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, okay. And when is
Rhode
your birthday?
Rhode Island.
Yes.
Rhode Island. 7773. So I'm breaking up
seven.
The fives here.
All right, oh, that's all right. 710?
No, 7773.
Oh, all right, 77.
Uh-huh. 7-7-7-93-11. Y'all remember that song?
let's see. Yeah, when okay, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. And when you were born, because I'm with Uranus right now, and when you were born, Uranus was in the Valley of Decision.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you're always faced with what you would call a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you have to figure how everything is one. Because I need you to get out of that split inside of your mind. You seriously in your mind. You be in your mind like deep.
Oh, yeah, I live there.
All right, but I need you to walk the green mile down to the heart, because that's where everything becomes one. Just because it don't look the same don't mean it is not one. Just like Ms. Blue talked about the oak tree and the acorn is the same exact thing. They're just in two different expressions, because the acorn turns into the oak tree. You understand? So the oak tree is inside of the eight. You have to figure out it's one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out it's one. All right? But everything you do, all of your challenges, is you caught up in the memories in your mind. And that's where we need to get you from, out of that area.
Okay.
All right. Because you would keep making what appears to be a mistake, because you're so caught up on the memory when you thought you made one that you become very calculated in your mind on not making a mistake, and then you really make the same mistake. Then you get to a point where you don't want to make no decisions. And then now it's another consequence you have to pay. Okay? But you right now, like I said earlier, dare yourself, stay persistent, and keep moving forward.
Well, I feel like I've been doing a lot of that.
And what's it? What have you come to realize? We haven't talked. What have you come to realize?
Well, I've come to realize that I am the holder of my destiny.
You tell us how you come to realize that.
Just from life experiences and all of the growth that I feel like I've done within the last 5 to 6 years.
Okay. Do you see the pie with it, how it keeps making a full circle? For you to come to that realization, you would have to have some experiences, and just like you say, damn, I've been in charge of this thing the whole time.
Exactly. I've really come to that realization, especially within this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what caused that revelation? What was the experience that caused that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't pay me no mind. Don't pay me no
mind. Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with Ms. Blue.
Well, that answer that question. Yeah. Love will bring you to that realization. Yeah, but that's it. You have to, just like you said, if the relationship went south, you the cause of it, even if you blame him. All right.
Okay, so what was your reason for calling in? Did you have a question for us here tonight?
I didn't really have a particular question. I was listening on Friday, and I wish I had pressed the button on Friday, and I didn't. So I took the opportunity tonight to do it.
Mm-hmm. So no questions?
Not particularly. I mean, the only thing that I would say, if I did have a question, would be more about what direction I should be taking as far as my career.
So is it a question, or is it if it is a question? And again, we're going to go back to
this. No, it is a question. It is a question.
Okay. Yeah, again, I beg to differ that you are still in your soul group, because your soul group is not based upon your numbers. I want you to know that. You kind of bragged on that, like I'm breaking up the soul group. No, you in that soul group, girlfriend. You right there. Matter of fact, the brother I just got off the phone with.
No, a lot of the things that you were saying to each caller, I could resonate with different bits and pieces of everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your soul group, so you should be able to identify. And just like when I knew I would ask him that question, he would do what he did, you did what I knew you were going to do when I asked you that question. What was the question for you to call in? You said, I don't have one. You said exactly
what
he
really said. It was really a continuation from Friday, from the conversation you guys were having on Friday. And I wish I had pressed the button on Friday, and I didn't, so I felt like I should take the opportunity to do so tonight.
Let me ask you another question, because you're a very intelligent sister, and I can appreciate that. You pressed the button because you had a question. So what was your question?
I don't really have a particular question. Like I said, if I had to really pinpoint something that I would...
No. I don't want you to make up a question, but here's what I want you to just... I want you to just kind of sit with this, and I'll let you sit with this. So you're telling me, this is what you want me to believe. You came on the line and said, I'm just going to press this button, and when they call on me, I'm just going to sit there.
No.
Because I don't have a question.
Not. No, of course not. I wanted to share what my realization was for this year.
Really? Because that question got asked to you. And then what was your realization again?
That I am the manifester of my own destiny and that the power lies within me.
And you just came to that conclusion now, at this point in your life. That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
You didn't know that last year?
No.
Oh.
I realized it last year, coming into this year, but I'm saying It wasn't as clear.
So what made it clear for you? Because I think a lot of people can learn from this. What made it clear for you? Where did the clearer come in? What was that experience that took it to the next level for you?
Digging deep within myself and really holding the mirror to my face and saying, hey, you have to be real with yourself and take the mask off and really dig deep and start working within yourself and work out whatever things that I wasn't happy with within myself.
And you wasn't doing that before, that's what you're saying?
I mean, somehow I always had one foot in, one foot out, but I think within the last year, I have really dove in.
So if you dug in last year and you've done that, wouldn't it bring you to another realization?
I mean, this year just started, so I mean, it's been a work in progress where I've had to really dig deep, and that's not easy for me.
Right. Why do you feel it's not easy for you?
Because ideally I would love to think that, you know, I live in a place with rainbows and flowers, and that's not ideal. That's not the truth.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to let you go. How's your relationship with your mother?
A lot better.
So it wasn't good.
No. I mean, we've always struggled.
Yes. And here's something I want to share to you. Can I do that woman to woman, share that with you?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. It would do you well to work on that relationship with your mother because you're still in the position where you reject a lot of wisdom and you reject a lot of feminine energy, which is, in a sense, a rejection of yourself. So
okay.
I know you didn't have a question for me, but I wanted to share that wisdom with you.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Mhm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 909. We're going to come back to 909. We're going to come back.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You got way too much going on over there.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Blue?
Yes. Who's on the line?
This is Ansa calling you from Folsom. I did not expect to get, well, I'm probably going to catch it for saying that one, but I'm glad to be on. Happy New Year. You see how I shut down that video game real quick?
Okay. Happy New Year to you too. Greetings, greetings. Yeah. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. You want to go ahead and give us your birth date?
August 2nd, 1965.
Okay.
1965. Okay. Oh, that's a lot of realization. Tell us, what have you come to realize all of this time? What is that overall right now?
Well, I would have to say that I'm where I'm supposed to be. It's no sense in me trying to force or push anything, but just kind of, you know, go with the flow, and things eventually work themselves out.
Mm. And how did you come to realize that? By keep repeating it?
I do in some cases. I have repeated things over and over again and come to that realization, but let's see here. I figure it's better than just worrying about things. You know, just trying to be in a place where I'm accepting.
So you really don't want to do it, but you just, because you say, I figured it'll work better. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So in your heart, you really don't want to. Because this is the one thing I really need you to realize. It's okay to take a break.
I'm in agreement with that. I believe it is definitely okay to take a break.
Because you would push it to the,
Yeah, I'm like some others. When you say keep doing the same thing, I will keep charging at that wall and hoping that a portal opens up.
Right.
I got to sit down and, you know, try to regroup.
Yeah, because ain't nothing opened up yet since
1965. Well, I'm here with the Remix family, so.
Yes.
But I do need a lot more to open up than what's opening up. And I am in my first year of magic. I have been diligent. I'm going to the archives, and as a matter of fact, I was listening to the first show earlier today that Bebe Bilal came on the Remix, and you were talking about nerds. I'm like a Harry Potter first year. You know, you say all you first years over here. That's me. So I'm here, I expect a little bit of leeway, even as old as I am. And when you said I was speaking to myself, and you're saying to the other sister, yeah, you definitely in the soul group. And I'm like, wow. You know, I'm
going to
be in this song group. I know my
song. But listen to what I just said. You realize that a portal never opened up because it never closed.
I like that idea.
You don't. No, it's not an idea. It's the reality. You came through a portal, and it's going to stay open till you leave here. So you don't have to keep working to make something happen that's already done happened. But this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
I'm on Uranus. Okay? And when you were born, Uranus was inside of one of the most powerful houses they are. It was in Virgo. You are here to serve. Yeah, you're here to assist and serve people. You love serving.
I know, and I've taken a break, and I do, well, not necessarily, because I do serve a lot in my day-to-day job, and that is primarily what I do best. I am a very, very good server.
Yeah, that's so spiritual. That's so spiritual. You understand? The service is a serious attribute. You understand? So, you know, but I do need you to step back some time and take your little vacation. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing's going to go undone just because you take a little break. All right? I just don't want you to crash and burn. You understand? Because, see, this would make you hate lazy people, and by you hating lazy people, well, I'm going to show y'all how to really work. I'm not going to ever take off in 5 years, and you will be the only one burnt out. Because I'm going to prove to you, you got to get off your ass and get it. See, you don't take no breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the thing keeps you driving is what you your perception of what you think lazy people are, who you think are lazy and not getting it done, not on it fast enough for you, because you have a different realization.
I do.
They have certain people realize physical work don't make everything happen. So don't think everything just, yeah. Yeah, think about the people who make the most money doing less work. They stay on vacation.
And they don't be busting their ass like I do.
Exactly. Now what have you come to realize in that department?
Well, they do work. They do plan. I feel like I do need to plan to work smarter. I think that's one thing that I definitely am coming to realize, because there are a lot more things that I want to do. I have a lot more living to do. And they have a lot of things that they say, you know, about working smart. I feel I definitely need to focus on working smarter. And then, but I'm still talking about working in service. So, as you can see, that's
right.
Work out of my mind.
That's right.
Beautiful. You know, the first thing I want to start out by asking, do you have a question? What was your reason for pressing one?
Well, my reason for pressing one is I have been in a very, very beautiful, long relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I've come to the realization that we are in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
As far as consciousness go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of wearing on me. But, you know, it's, I think that I really still, you know, I think that our relationship still deserves a chance, but it's just making me tired, and I don't know how, you know how you want to project, you know, like, am I going to be with this person for the rest of my life? And then I say, not this way. But
right.
I know that the only person that I can change is myself. I can't change anyone else.
That's true. True. Well, I want to speak to that for a couple of reasons, and thank you for that question. I don't want to get off of the relationship, but there's something else that I just gotta tell you. I gotta tell you. Oh my goodness! I wish that I could go back through school and you could be my teacher.
That's pretty cool.
I really do. You are an amazing teacher. So I don't know if you know that, but you're an amazing teacher. And let me tell you what I love about that. And you could actually still teach me even at where you are now. I just want to kind of put that into context for you. The other thing I want to tell you is that, you know, you mentioned Harry Potter, and I thought that was so fitting of your energy, because you actually could have wrote that series. You could have done that, because, you know, I'm looking into your energy, and I'm actually going into your Akashic records, and I actually went in and took a peek into your premiere files, which is something new that I'll be doing. And when I went into your premiere files and took a look in those premiere files that I've seen there for you, what I've seen is I got a chance to take a peek into your mind and to see how colorful that is. It almost reminds me of the movie A Field of Dreams, because you have so many ideas and thoughts that are inside of your imagination, that realm where you're able to tap into. And I want to catch the time because I don't want us to run out of time. We've got 7 minutes till the after hours. But so let me kind of speed it up. That you could actually bring this information down, particularly in a form of a book, and write that. So I really want to encourage you to do that while you're still on your journey, is to journal as much as possible, bring all those thoughts and ideas in, and just allow them to come out. When it comes to your relationship, at this particular point, what I see is I still see a union that is still based on love. That's what this union is. And you know me, how I feel about love. Love is the only thing that is real. Everything else really doesn't exist. And so where that conflict is for you, I want to challenge you to do a couple of things. You don't do well when there is some sort of miscommunication. And the longer that that lingers for you, it makes the situation worse. Wouldn't you agree?
You hit it dead on the nail. Every single argument is about communications. When I went to college, I was a communications major. And whenever someone tells me it's about perception, I'm like, oh, no, you can look at things a different way. And that's where the conflict is most. And it's about very, very minuscule, very simple communications that it doesn't even need to be an argument about because it's so small. But it affects me like it just, it's like stabbing me in my heart or my chest when there's a miscommunication. I don't know why a miscommunication affects me like that, but it does.
It does.
And my dad used to tell me, don't wear your feelings on your sleeve. And I think those things are kind of associated.
Yes. It's from a past life. I will assure you of that. Trust me, I've done thousands of them, and this for you is of a past life. And this is actually what's happening in your relationship, but the beautiful thing is you're in the place where you're ready to sort of evolve yourself away from allowing the communication to affect you there. Remember, true hearing does not come in through the mind. It comes in through the heart. And so during this time when you're having this turbulence in the relationship, the challenge for you is to stay grounded in your heart and what you feel to be true and not what your mind is telling you. And when there is a miscommunication, immediately check your heart. Because there's a lot of things that really is causing sort of some disturbance there, and it's based upon things that are not even true.
I agree.
That's
really awesome. That's really, really great. I just wanted to say I miss the guys in the chat room because I normally come in as Sun, Moon, and Star 360, but I changed my hours. All I could do is call, but it's just such an honor and a pleasure to get you guys. And I appreciate you guys were dead on, and I'm going to work on that. I'm going to write, and I'm going to work on my, you know, how I perceive things in my heart, because my heart is very, very important to me, and love is important, communication is important. And I love to serve and help, but I do know that I won't do a damn thing for nobody if my heart is not in it.
That's right.
That's just me.
Yes. So,
but I appreciate it so much. That's awesome. That's it. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Peace and love.
All right.
Oh, wow, Brother Bilal. What a beautiful share. We have 8 minutes to go, and we'll be in the after hours. We still have hundreds of you with your hands up on the phone line, so we're going to keep going. I want to remind you guys to reach out to Brother Bilal. We're going to take a minute because I think this is important too. Once we get into the after hours and talk about the soul alignment reading and the soul cycles, because this is something new that you started doing. We're going to really kind of push this out. For the rest of you guys, I definitely want you to download this show. If you you like it, you know what to do. Like it over on Facebook, leave a comment, like it over on iTunes, like it right here, send an email, like it. If you love it and leave a comment as well, too. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment on iTunes, subscribe, so you can always stay connected to the remix and see what's going on here. If you're interested in self-invested, getting a deck or getting a reading or any of these amazing things that we got going on, just send the question, download the show. Everything is in the show notes, and it'll be there. If you want to reach out to Bilal, you can reach out to him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. That's for the soul alignment readings and the soul cycle readings, which we'll be talking about as soon as we get ready to go into the after hours. So I just want to thank you again, Brother Bilal. We'll do that at the end and really kind of go into that. But this is such a great share for all of the mixers calling in from all over the world, and that is here with us live in the forum tonight. It's always amazing, you guys. So we're going to keep it going. Much love to you guys who won't be joining us in the after hours. But if you guys...
No, I say, did you check something out, though? Because, you know, this is the continuation from Friday, and this is Sunday night. Do you realize every call that we have had, no one realized the exact same thing?
It's so beautiful. Yes.
And because that's the nature of it, nobody's supposed to realize the exact same thing.
Yes, so beautiful, so beautiful.
That's why you don't argue over what someone else realized, because we would never, even if we come to realize the exact same thing, it won't be at the exact same time.
That's right. That's right.
It must make us unique. My realization, your realization.
That's right.
So, but great energy, though.
The energy is
always
amazing.
Fun.
Always. Well, you guys, we have 1 minute, and so if you guys want to call in and get on the phone line, I think I can scoot over a little bit and share my seat here, 646-652-2711, and I see you guys going on the line, 647-6611. Oh, wait. 647-652-2711 is the number to call, or you can Skype in, and I think we can squeeze some more of you on there. That is something that we decided to do, to just expand ourselves here some more at the remix. And so, you guys got record numbers on this phone line tonight. We see you there. So we're going to keep going. We're going to go. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to you guys out there, and we'll see the rest of you. We're going to keep going. We're in the after hours right here live on the remix with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue, and joining me tonight is Brother Bilal. So we're going to continuously go, and let's see, we're going to go to the next caller, because we are officially in the after hour. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225. We'll come back to 225 because we can't hear them. They can't hear us. We're going to go to the next calling in from area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oop, 207 call. Y'all getting scared. 804, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Maybe it's on my end.
Call's not dropping.
No, they're not dropping. Hold on a second. Let's see. Blog Talk's doing something a little special here. Let's see. Let's go. Let me jump around. Let's go to 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 615? It might be something with the phone lines. Let me try to see. 219. Yeah, let me try 219. 219?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello, greetings.
There we go.
Greetings, Ms. Blue.
219, greetings. Peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace, Ms. Blue. This is Ramsey.
Okay, greetings to you, Ramsey. Greetings.
Peace.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Sure, that's what's up. That's what's
Happy
up.
Happy New Year to y'all.
A happy
and
New Year
to you,
man. what is your birth date, Ramsey?
3/7/1980.
Okay.
Another 10.
yeah. So group representing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
80. Okay. All right. Tell us, what have you come to realize? What's your realization?
My realization? I got a lot of them.
Yeah, give us that overall. What, you know, like, give us the main one. Like,
overall,
man, what, this is what I come to realize. Yes.
Man, I come to realize, man, it's so many worlds inside this planet.
All right, let's talk about that. Let me hear about that.
I mean, it's just like you say, like, you know, like, you know. But you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get people on the same page with you. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just people see things different ways. There's so many worlds inside this one planet.
It's a big class. It's a big class with every subject you could imagine.
Exactly.
Every subject. All right? And the one thing, because I'm, you know, I'm looking at Uranus, and when you were born, Uranus was making this transition. Uranus moved, by the way, every 7 years, because remember it's a 7-year cycle. Uranus moved through each house every 7 years, 84 years to make the full 12 circle. But it was in the house of Scorpio when you were born. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is what I need you to realize, that silence is golden.
Right.
All right? Silence is the teacher. Silence is whispering from the soul. So just know that when you come into that quiet place that you really need to get into, because this the one thing I'm going to put everything on this. Your greatest attribute is your research.
Mm-hmm.
Your strongest suit is your research.
Right.
And the challenge is being more detailed on the small things. Stop looking over the small things.
Right.
Instead of the dozen roses, you could get one rose and write something on a piece of paper, and it carries more weight than 10 dozen of roses and candy or anything. It's the small things that make the biggest difference. That's what I want you to realize.
Right.
Focus on what you think is small. Yeah, you got to get into really appreciating the small things. Don't take the small things for granted.
Right.
Okay. But realize that. Don't take the small things.
Yeah, I've been working on that. I've been working on that. Because I noticed that, you know, sometimes the small things seem just mundane to me. But
yeah,
it's all about detail.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everything, and be honest with you, everything here is mundane, but everything at the same time is spiritual. It just depends on how you're looking at it.
Right.
Because all of it exists because of each other.
Right.
So really understand that silence is golden. Silence is the voice of the soul. Be honest with you. Silence is. That's how you get into the center. Remember we talked earlier about the circle. Getting to the center of the circle, you have to center yourself, but it has to be in silence.
Right.
It can't be you looking to figure something out and you just too lazy to do the research and you don't want to get into it and you taking somebody else's suggestion. Now you have too many voices in your head. You're moving away from silence. All you have to do is sit still and the answer is on the way. Stop taking for granted other small things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't think. Remember, the acorn is an oak tree, just not yet. But it's the same
thing.
It just depends on how you're looking at it, huh?
I say I walk past the oak tree every day and see them acorns on the ground too.
That's right. But you're looking at oak trees on the ground; they're just in a different expression. They haven't realized that they're an oak tree yet. You understand?
Right.
So everybody, listen what we just said. Everybody have their own realizations. Nobody realize what you realize for you.
Right.
But make sure you come to the realization and the revelation that the smallest things are really the biggest. People think they go to McDonald's for the Big Mac. They're really going for the trinkets, the little toy inside the little box.
The Happy Meals, yeah, the toys.
It's not the Big Mac, it's the small fry. See?
You're
it's the small things that you look right past, but it's the small things that makes the biggest impact. They crack one atom in the atmosphere and cause the atomic bomb. A small atom did that.
Right.
All right. That's what I have for you, though. Great energy, too, brother.
Cool, right. It's that bag.
there it is. All right.
I have a question for you. What was your reason for pressing one?
My reason for pressing one?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to know what you see for me this year, Miss Blue, you know, because, you know, I'd be all over the place.
Well, I'll tell you, you definitely, like I said, you know, like Brother Bilal just said, you know, your energy is just so beautiful. One of the things that I see hanging above you is musical notes. Tell me what your connection with music is. What does that do for you?
Oh, man. It just, I don't know. It just takes me to another place. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I definitely think you should use that as your meditative, you know, kind of like you can make it a part of your personal ritual for yourself is to listen to music, particularly something like jazz or even classical music, you know, music without words. Again, like Brother Bilal was saying, sitting in the silence. So some blues or some jazz or some classical music or instrumentals, those type of things, those are going to be very, very stimulating for you. Because you're right, like you said, you're all over the place. Have you ever seen when the guys go down into the mine and they wear those helmets on top of their head and they have that light on their head, you know, the little like flashlight that's on top of the hard hat? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so wherever they look, that's where the light is shining. So sometimes if you could step back and imagine yourself being one of those men that was wearing one of the construction hard hats with the light on it, and if you can imagine them being in a dark room and sort of dancing or moving their head around and doing all of that, that the light would be flashing everywhere, like the light is going all over the place. Can you sort of kind of get a visual on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Because I want you to see that so you can see what I see. Those are the sparks that I see coming off of your third eye.
Mm.
they kind of just, they shooting off like that, like light is going all over the place. And let me tell you, with you getting you some practical things into place for yourself, like a good meditation practice, just to really kind of center yourself, open yourself, what it's going to help you do is not clear your mind. That's not what I'm trying to tell you to do. This is not the meditation to clear your mind, but it is the meditation. So what you could do is bring all of that light, because you have so much of it around you, and you bring it all into one focus, and then you can beam it on what you want to beam it on. That's going to help you so much with you sort of concentrating yourself and focusing your energy into one particular space. It doesn't mean that that's where you stay, but when it comes to manifesting things, this is why you have such a hard time doing it, because everything is so far spread out. You have to kind of get it all into, get it back together again. We're talking about pie here tonight. It's about you taking all of angles of light, like they're slices of pie, and you're making the pie whole again. And then you'll be able to concentrate on that, because for you, that's where a lot of your wealth is going to open up for you. I was talking about earlier about the billionaires and the millionaires and all of those who are very, very wealthy people listening to the remix and how they get that spark. You're one of those people that has the ability to do that and to raise it to that frequency. You have to focus, though. That's the key thing for you, is to focus. And the other thing that I hope I'm not giving it away for all the women in your life, but you are one of those brothers that your heart gets bruised so easy. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah. That's what I thought you don't say. Yeah, but it's so true. You know, that is a sensitive area for you, but that's a beautiful thing. I don't want you to think that that is something that you should hide. But what I want you to trust is to trust that, don't let things of your ego bruise your heart. And that's what's happened, is that your ego is actually bruising your heart and not truly those things that are of the heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and then it won't be so sensitive to you, because it's coming from the ego and not from the heart. You know, so just distinguish those things right there. But you are a very sensitive brother, so I know you're giving out a lot of love out there. So I just want to kind of share that with you, and just to tell you that's what I see for you. This is really going to be a year for you of beginnings again. It's an opportunity for you to expand even further on what you know. One of the things that I want you to do is just don't hold on to information, or just don't get information or do research just to be doing it. Do it with movement. Do it with the idea that you're going to implement it in your life and start to take it in and make it a part of how it can connect with you. So that's a good place where you can start to use a lot of that heart energy that you have, that really check your heart on something before you start to research it and you start to work with it and begin to move in that way. Mm-hmm. So, good year for you. You have all of the energy of the universe behind you, supporting you in every direction you decide to turn. So, you'll be mapping out your plan for the next 9 years. This is a great time for you to do it and to do in that way. Yeah, beautiful.
Right. And Miss Blue, the 7 plants still doing good.
Are they still doing good?
Yeah, they're still doing good.
Oh, he's still doing good. That's good. Well, pretty soon we're going to have a garden, a whole garden. You'll have to take some pictures. You'll have to take some pictures so we can see those pictures. That's beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank y'all so much.
All right. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Jamal. I'm calling from Romeoville, Illinois.
Okay, greetings to you, Jamar, from Romeoville, Illinois.
Jamal. Yes.
Okay.
How y'all doing, Miss Blue?
Good.
What you got for us, brother?
Let
me get your birth date.
Okay. My birthday is 4/18/87.
4/18/87. Okay. And speak with us what you have come to realize.
What's
the self-realization?
I've been out of the loop. I'm going to be honest, I've been out of the loop with the show. I wasn't here Friday. But what I realized as far as what I've been going through lately, I think I realized, like, everything close. And what I mean by close, like, I think a lot of things manifesting, like, almost, my life kind of quick.
Okay.
Some way, as far as I can explain it, I don't know. It's kind of like a long story, but I could say I started with yesterday. So yesterday, you know, I'm talking to this little chick. You know, she stayed about like 4 or 5 hours away from me. You feel me? So I'm thinking, my man, like, I need somebody close by. So I write it down. I'm gonna start a rap. But anyway, like they say, they yesterday I meet. 3 different females. They just, like, out the blue. You know, as I meet them, I met one on Facebook, met one at Jules, and we're at the gas station. They approach me type stuff. Like, I'm like, wow, this happened, like, so quick. And besides that, I've been having, like, dreams that I don't know why I'm dreaming, but it's dreams about it's dealing with other, like, there's a female I'm talking to. Like, I had a dream.
Okay.
I'm in Africa. I see these little babies, and one of the babies fall off a ledge and die, right? So the next day, she's telling me about something. Long story short, I'm like, you pregnant. She said, why you say that? I said, I had this dream. She said, you didn't dream with no fishes. So, like, 2 hours later, she called me, like, I'm at the doctor. The doctor said I'm pregnant. Now, I didn't tell her about the baby dying. Then a week or two later, she told me she had a miscarriage. So I'm, you feel me? So I'm like, things kind of getting close now as far as, you know, the 2014 starting. So I'm stopping looking at things. I don't know how to direct the energy right. So I'm, you know, that's how I see it as far as my life right now. Where I realize things getting close.
That's good.
Well, yeah.
One thing I want you to do, don't try to do anything. Just let it happen effortlessly, like it's happening. You see, because you don't want to get in a position where you say, "Man, I want to make that happen again." It's going to happen anyway. If you feel you got to force it to happen, you're going to shut it down because it's already a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're very sensitive. You're very intuitive. Very.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The one thing, you're in that soul group with following instructions. That's your biggest thing. You have to follow instructions.
That's one of the hardest things.
Yeah, because you don't respect the instructor.
Right.
See, your instructor, you have a certain perception for what you think the instructor look like. You understand? So just make sure you follow instructions, because it could be the very person at the McDonald's counter that you may be looking down on that may be teach you a very powerful lesson. They may teach you the lesson of figuring out why you never wanted to work at McDonald's, but it's still a lesson.
True.
Because every lesson is helping us get to a self-realization. Okay? Don't stop working. And I see you didn't pick the traditional way of school this lifetime. You suffer through school. You don't like that shit too much. But don't stop your spiritual work, because you are a spiritual teacher. All right? Natural born leader. But respect your sensitivity. It's you can pick up on shit very easily. Respect it and start to understand it. Right. Okay. Yeah, and get some patience. Realize that. Go realize what patience really means.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. So, what was your reason for pressing one?
Oh, so I can talk to you, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's right.
But, well, one of my main questions was I'm kind of like in between careers right now, you know. Like, I was thinking, like, I haven't signed up for school yet, but it's files on the 27th this month. I'm kind of like, should I put the money down? Or, because as far as medical, you know, I went for nursing assistant, and I was going to go back for phlebotomy. I'm thinking, should I go this path? I don't know. Should I take this health care path? I'm trying to see what you see for me this upcoming year for 2014 as far as the path you have to go as far as career path.
Mm-hmm. Well, I anything that you choose is going to work out well for you. But again, I agree with Brother Bilal in the sense that, yeah, you could do a class in phlebotomy because guess what? It's not long.
Mm-hmm. It's like 2 months. Mm-hmm.
It's not long at all. You understand? Because your life and even when it comes to you learning different things and, you know, studying different things, you kind of treat that like you do your women. You get bored of them very quick. That's just the truth.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
You do. You get bored very, very quickly. Here's one of the things, though, I want to challenge you. Just like now you realize, like, hey, wait a minute. I want to be able to have a career for myself, but I want to be able to do something that really just keeps me moving and keep doing that. I see you as a thrill seeker, and
yeah,
that you are. You're a thrill seeker. And so you're seeking thrill in so many different areas of your life right now, which is a good thing. You're still a young brother. You got a lot of energy. You are just one of those guys that whenever you come around, everybody loves you because you bring sort of that energy with you. In fact, you are, I agree with Brother Bilal, you're a natural born teacher, but you're also a natural healer because a lot of people get healed by being in your presence, just by you being there. You don't even have to be saying anything that's really considered to be serious. Is just the fact that you're there. They just like that comfort of having you there. It's healing for them. It's therapeutic. So I could understand why you would even go into nursing assistance and now why you're thinking about phlebotomy. Because one of the things, you know, a phlebotomist, and I'm sure you studied this a little bit, one of the things that's key for phlebotomists, it's a couple of things. And you got to be able to stick and move. And that's you. You like to stick and move. You know? You like to stick and move. You do. And you like to do that in many areas of your life. A phlebotomist likes to stick and move. But just like a phlebotomist has rules, and I don't know if you know this enough, but I'm sure you do, that if a phlebotomist and you are taking somebody's blood and you miss their veins, tell us how many times you get to miss their vein.
You really shouldn't. They really don't allow you to like. You really shouldn't miss their vein. As far as I really have to, but I looked at it for the qualifications for jobs because I studied the jobs before I want to get in the class.
Okay.
So they want you to get the vein.
So
do you know?
Do you know? Because there is a legal thing that you will find. Okay. So a phlebotomist in most states cannot miss your vein more than two times in most states. Some states maybe three, but that's the max. If you miss that vein three times, you must go get someone else to take that patient's blood. You can't do it. So this is what I tell you, because you want to move in this area of phlebotomy, which will be good for you, because you have some bloodline issues with your immediate family, your soul group that you came to the planet with. So this is going to also help you mend that. This is even why you're even drawn to this. One is your nurturing spirit. The other one is because you're coming into a cycle that's all about foundation. This is about you building a solid foundation for once in your life. So this is the year, kind of like Drake. You like Drake?
Yes, I listen to Drake News. I'm a fan of Drake.
Yeah, you're a fan of Drake. Well, you're going to do what Drake did. You're going to grow the fuck up this year. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, that's kind of in my head. I've been telling myself that.
I'm telling you, you are growing up this year. You are going to be, people are going to look at you and say, wow, like, you are really turning into this man, this God, this really amazing brother that we always seen in you, and being responsible. That's going to be some shit that really is sexy to women. You think you sexy now, but once you get to that man stage, they really going to be over you. So you got to have a good thing. I think moving to the position of becoming a phlebotomist is going to be a good move for you. So I do think you can do it. I want you to study that, because it's going to be a lot of signs and symbols there for how you live your life. Just like as a phlebotomist, it's a lot of precaution that you have to do, because you're dealing with fluids that are coming out of the body. And it's a lot of things that can happen if you stick and you're not protected. See, you do a lot of sticking right now and you don't protect. You know, we're just going to keep it 100.
Right.
This is the remix.
Right. Yeah.
And then, you know, here's the other thing for you. I heard what you said in the beginning. And the only thing that I could say to you is that I really hope that this sister who had this miscarriage, while you were so quickly getting ready to just toss her to the side because hold on, because this is a reading. I'm not guessing.
Okay.
Toss her to the side, because you felt like the distance was too far and you was doing too much skin and move in other places, and she wanted a commitment and you didn't want one, that you was ready to move on, that you would show some compassion to that. Because one thing I'm going to tell you as a grown person, and many brothers that I've done readings, because I've done readings for brothers all over the planet, has said to me that they all have this one chick in their mind that they got to go back and apologize to. This is the chick for you. So you don't have to go back. See, this is the beauty of getting a reading. You can get this revelation here right now, because you really should be showing some more compassion and love for this experience that both of you went through.
Right.
And take that into your heart. Because next time you might be sitting in the chair and somebody else may be trying to stick you.
Right.
So take that class. I think you will be a wonderful phlebotomist. You will be able to keep people calm, and you know how to stick real good. So you ain't going to have that problem with finding the baby.
You're right.
So that's what I say. I say go for it. Peace and love. I think it's going to be great. Please call us back. I want you to tell me all the goodies once you do get the certification and what you decide to do after that. And maybe you learn some cool stuff that you can share that science with us. Ultimately, that's not where you're going to stay, but it is going to be a part of you growing up on Earth. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, thanks, Ms. Blue and Brother Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right.
All right. Peace
Keep
and
moving.
Love.
All right, brother.
All right. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, see if we can get one more caller in here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Christy.
Greetings, Christy. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay. All right. You scared?
Just a little nervous.
Okay. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, while you're being a little nervous, which is perfectly okay here in the remix, why don't you go ahead and give Brother Bilal your name and your, well, we got your name. Give us your birth date.
It's June 1789.
Okay.
June 1789.
Yep.
Okay. Let us know, if you could, what have you come to realize?
Well, what I come to realize is to just acceptance, like accept myself instead of just judging myself, criticizing myself all the time. Just, you know, accept myself for who I am.
That's what you come to realize?
Yes.
This is most definitely the same soul group tonight.
Yes, it
is. I mean, everybody, yes, everybody, like lining up in the same area. Mm. And let me look at this. Let me see. And go back to tell me again, what have you come to realize? Like, what is the most constant thing been going on? Like, what keep making that full circle? You know what I'm saying? I want you to think about, like, you go to a restaurant, okay? And it's like, no matter what waiter you get, they just have a nasty attitude. It's the same, it's the different waiters, but it's the same attitude. So what are you coming to realize, like, I'm not coming to this restaurant no more. It's nothing different. So what is that thing that keep making that full circle every time, the constant thing you have been realizing for a while? Are you there?
Is she there? No, her call dropped. You done scared her, Brother Bilal. You didn't scare the poor child.
No.
She says she was nervous. You didn't scare the poor child. She called her back in.
Oh, yeah, she can't get back in now. Oh. Same soul group, though. Same soul group.
All right, well, I'm going to jump around, you guys, and see if maybe we could get one more person in here. I don't know. We're going to go.
Go for it.
We're going to go.
Let's
to
go
the
random.
Call.
Let's see. Let's get the
that's
same.
Number two. I'm going to pick the caller. Caller number 110. Calling in from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
What's up, Ms. Blue? This is Tariq.
Okay. Greetings to you, Tariq.
What's up, my man?
What's up, Bilal?
It's all good, brother.
My birthday, 10-1-1982.
Ten one 1982, and you calling number 110. Ain't that something?
Hey, that's something, right?
Tariq said he ain't scared, y'all. He ain't scared.
There you go. You have the floor. Tell us what you come to realize.
I come to realize that a lot of things that I've been going through is just leading me to learning that these just lessons to get me to another level.
Now, what brought you to that self-realization?
From the last reading I got from Ms. Blue, when she told me that, you know, I have to start, like, looking out for myself and taking the advice that I gave to other people and giving it to mm-hmm. myself.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm looking at... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No, I'm looking at the energy. You are most definitely a natural born leader. I just need you to step up to the plate. Need you to step up to the plate. All right, and I'm gonna give you a key to finishing and to keep your energy. I want you to at least write 4 reasons for everything you do. Don't get into nothing without knowing the reason. That should bring you where you could execute your decision. If you can't come up with enough reasons, don't do it.
All right.
Okay, that's because we're looking to execute the decision. We're looking to bring you into balance. With staying in peace, with knowing that you made the right move. So it's just like you write me a list of reasons why would you do it and a list of reasons why you wouldn't do it, and look at both of them and go from there. If the reason why you should do it is overwhelming, don't do it, because you'll get stuck with that shit. And you can't throw it away. You know, like when you throw something away?
Right.
Where is the way? Think about a person, they say, man, I'm going to throw that away. But where is a way? So you can't throw nothing away. That shit, where is a way? There ain't no goddamn a way.
Right.
Shit just getting piled up somewhere else where you can't see it yet. But it's going to make a full circle on your ass and be in your way. That's what keep blocking your way, your route. That's what keep blocking you. That's what have you on the sideline procrastinating. Stop. Get off the sideline, man. Get in the game. Get in the game. Stop being so skeptical of everything and get in the game.
Right.
Don't be so critical and criticizing how they could have did it. You go show them how to do it. You're a leader. Step up to the plate.
All right.
And then when you get to do it and the shit rolling, don't act like you know every goddamn thing. Because, see, I want you to keep that balance. You know what I'm saying? You already know that Libra about that balance, but... You know, I don't want you to get to a point where you know, shit start rolling good. Now you feel like you know every goddamn thing. Nobody can't tell you anything. You know, you gotta stay in the middle with it.
Right.
All right.
Right. All right.
Good energy, though, bro.
Yeah. Beautiful. Right. Beautiful. So, what was your reasoning for pressing 1? Some powerful information Brother Bilal just gave you. What was your reason for pressing 1?
I just wanted to know, like, you know, what was, you know, the outline for, like, you know, this new year.
Well, hey, your outline for this particular new year really is bringing you to the place that has a lot to do with balance, which is what Brother Bilal was just talking about learning how to find that fine balance for you in between what's going on, where you're at with things, not getting too overconfident about what you can and cannot do, and, not being too quiet. The main thing that going through this, because sometimes you could be okay with being by yourself. Matter of fact, sometimes you're a little too okay with that. Like, just you in your world, just doing things your way. You want to make sure that you're communicating to those that are close to you and kind of coming out of your bubble a little bit more. Because what tends to happen sometimes is that you can be sometimes extra sensitive.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what caused that. You know, you could be a little extra, a little too sensitive, like what you say, who you talking to, you know, this kind of thing. You know, that whole, you trying to challenge me? You know, what you looking at me for? You know, this kind of thing. And you want to kind of keep that down because that is so distracting from so many other amazing things because you're highly intuitive. You know, again, this same soul group, you guys are calling in, but a lot of intuitive energy for there. I don't have to tell you when it comes to the creative aspect that your ass is badass in that area. When it comes to music, when it comes to all of those different components, really, really, but it's about you, just like Brother Bilal said, projecting yourself out there and just doing it and really doing it and being humble at the same time. I guess that's a better word that I want to give to you. Being humble at the same time. Putting it out there. You know, there's a saying that we say, and Brother Bilal first, I kind of got this saying from him. I heard it from him. If your work speaks for itself, then let it. Let it.
Right.
You understand? You don't need to be your own hype man for your own shit. You know, you don't need to be your hype man for your shit. You don't need to do that. You understand? Just kind of sit back and kind of take things in a little bit, you know, just kind of be in the position of observing, you know, just not from a judgment point of view, but just from a place of observation, and just, you know, just kind of take things in. Let it come into you as you see it coming into you, and ride it out, because this is a really, really good cycle for you. You know, don't get caught up in the small stuff. Don't let the small shit fool you. You know, don't get caught up in the little. Don't get caught up in the little intricate details. That's just something there to really kind of throw you off. You know, make sure you just keep the big picture open for yourself. You know, we were talking earlier about creating wealth and having that ability to do that, and you're definitely in alignment for that energy. But what can happen is almost like trying to cross a one-way street and then trying to cross a six-lane highway. You know, the one-way street is real easy to get to the other side. Six-lane highway, not so much, because you got interferences that are coming in. But if you stay focused and you really don't get caught up on the small stuff, you can cross the street. If you're crossing the street and you trying to calculate how fast each car is coming and you doing this, you're never going to get the guts to step out there to cross the street. But if you can pause and kind of sit back for a minute, you're going to see that pause. You're going to see the gap in the traffic, and you're going to know when it says go, that's you. You need to take off running and you need to go. You see the clear lane, you need to get in the lane and you need to keep it moving. And be humble about it. You're going to get your opportunity to then say, you know, like Drake, you know, I know you want to sing that song. Them motherfuckers never loved us. You want to talk shit, but this ain't the stage to do it yet. You know, you don't want to keep saying that. You don't want to be on your worst behavior. You want to kind of do that, and so that people can see you, because it's going to work in your favor. You also have some other situations that are coming up for you that you have to resolve, and that's going to be a big part of it. Silence.
All right.
Say nothing. Let me tell you how you're going to breeze through that shit. Don't say nothing. Just be silent. You're going to know exactly when it's time for you to speak. Silence.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up.
All right.
Hey, and Ms. Blue, I want to tell you that my, you know, my heart still beat too.
<That was. laughs> I remember that. Oh, well, sound so amazing. Your energy is so good. I told you you was going to remember that, and I'm so glad you did. And, yeah, everybody in the chat room is like, yeah, I remember him. You sound so good. You sound so good. You're in a beautiful place. just take all of these things in that we've shared with you there. Trust yourself amongst all things. And, you know, don't worry. Don't start playing worst behavior just yet. Not yet.
All right.
Peace.
Thanks. Peace, y'all.
All right, man. All right, brother.
Oh, wow. What an amazing share here tonight. Oh, wow. It's been a great share here tonight. I want to take this time. I still see so many people on the phone lines, but I want to take this opportunity because we need to talk about this, you guys. It is January the 13th, 2014. Mm. So a powerful, powerful energy going on right here. And Bilal, I want to start talking about the soul cycle reading. And you guys, I want you to know that this is something that is so necessary at this particular time. The soul cycle reading is a reading that Brother Bilal came up with. He actually was using it for those, you know, like myself and a couple of other people. You know, we, like you said, we crash dummies for each other. We have a crash dummy team that we do all kinds of things. And it was just doing amazing things for myself, for my son, for my family, for his family, other people that we knew. And really, it is a lot of work because one of the things that I respect so much about the work that we both do, Brother Bilal, yourself and myself, is that we do everything kind of the ancient way, if that makes sense. Future and the ancient way. We kind of pull past, present, and future all together. And we don't use programs. Nothing we do is based on the program where we type in some information and voila, you know, something gets spitted out. And Brother Bilal does this soul cycle. It's a soul cycle calendar. That's actually what it is. And the soul cycle actually charts you in a whole universal cycle, which we know is 12 months, from the time that you actually get it. And it really lets you know exactly where cosmic energy is. But more importantly, it is about you at a soul level and how your energy, just like when you get an EKG and your heart, did you guys know everybody's heart frequency is different? That there are different frequencies in everybody's heart? Well, this soul cycle reading maps out your energetic frequency for the year in alignment with the cosmic energy that's on our planet, and that is coming in. So you know exactly where to put things and plan for things, not for what the world got going on, because who cares about that, but what you got going on. So I want you to speak about this a little bit more, Brother Bilal, and then we'll let everybody know who is interested in this. So that they can definitely take advantage of this is so amazing. And I'm so thankful you decided to do this and do it this way.
You know, that's what's causing the topic we're talking about with execution of a decision, because I was on the fence with making a decision, and I had to really catch myself because I had started weighing the how much work it would take to do it versus how effective it would be for another person. You understand? And it keeps that greed off you from being greedy of keeping everything to yourself. And why wouldn't you assist people with that type of state-of-the-art system?
Right.
But look, it still come from assisting other people.
Yes.
this was gave birth to it because, you know, with my study of the moon cycle, understand the moon, I was like, all right, this person's going to be very energetic because it's the full moon, and that's not true for everybody. And I was trying to figure out, damn, how this person is like in a down period during a full moon. And what's going on, nobody is born in the exact same cycle. So what the soul cycles are, I give you a whole chart from where we are right now for the rest of the year. You have different periods when you're at your highest point, when you're at your finishing point, when you're at your low point, and it was designed to be a 30-minute reading, but it's turning out to be like 45 minutes because it's yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you know when you get into it, look what's been happening. As I'm doing, you know, because they get their calendar. Everybody got to buy their calendar, and they got to buy it. You know, it's an instruction. It's a list of things you have to get to do it. And what we've been noticing, what this been going on, it's been a pattern. Some of the cycles been lining up with the full moon in certain months, and then some of them get stagnated, you know, because it keeps shifting. Yeah. And so what comes out, what are your best months to travel? What's your most challenging months? What you need to save because something getting ready to go down? It's like it's becoming so effective, and I'm getting a lot of emails and saying, I felt this energy. I was at work. and look, I'm telling you, she said, I was at work, and something just hit me. She said it felt like something just hit me in my side. And she said she couldn't wait till she got home to look at her calendar. It was the same day with a transition of an energy from having a high energy shifting into going into a low area.
Yes.
And she said, damn, this shit is so real.
Yeah.
The reason, see what you were saying about we're doing it from an ancient perspective? That's why it take a little while to put these things out because I can't get into gimmicks.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? You see, if I put it out fast just off a reaction without really testing it, it's a gimmick.
That's
because
right.
Because the shit won't line up.
That's right.
It won't make sense. And then I'll be trying to prove, no, you're doing it wrong. I'm not going to go through all that. If I put it out, I'm putting my life on it. That's the only way I work.
That's
it's not a gimmick.
Not at all. Not a game.
So, you know what I'm saying? But I'm excited about it, and a lot of people are really, like, benefiting from it. You understand? And I'm going to tell you how intense it is and how I have to go back to your birth date and see what cycle you were born in, and then I have to pull it all the way to where we are right now and line you up with the energy field of when you were first born. And I have to. It takes a week and a half, a week and 5 days, almost 2 weeks to do one. That's why I didn't want to do it. That's why I didn't want to do it. You understand? And it's like, you know, I had to do it. So I'm good with it.
Yes, you guys.
Yeah.
You want to definitely do that. Make sure you email Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com, and just put in the taglines that you're interested in the Soul Cycle reading. That's it. Yeah. Well, Brother Bilal, it's always a joy to have the platform. I think we're about to get cut off, you guys, so we're going to get ready to get out of here. Amazing share. I will see you guys in the readings this week, and don't forget to download. I see it's still so many of you on the phone lines. I know. but we'll do it again. We'll do it again real soon. Stay connected to the remix, everyone. Peace and love. I love you guys. Much love to everyone out there. Much love, warm spirit, and we'll get ready to get out of here, and see you guys next week right back here in the remix.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, you guys. Peace and
have
love.
A great one.
All right. Peace.